Sorry. Sorry about that. I had a very important call. Aaron's got me freaking the fuck out. And I told Nick we have to talk. I'm not, because I don't think we should be texting anymore, you know, because all that's going to be, have to be turned over. And I'm honestly like freaking the fuck out. So I told Nick, like, we got to talk. And I gave him my burner number. Fuck, I shouldn't have done that over Twitter. Fuck. Well, it doesn't matter. I just didn't need him to hear the conversation. Anyway, the point is, you know, I'm starting to worry, you know. Look, the cops have been cool. They came by really low pressure. They dropped off their card. They were like, you can flip on this guy. You can turn on this dude. He's a bad man, and we know you're not part of it, but the walls are closing in, and if you don't soon, if soon you don't make the decision, we can't. What they told me is, if you don't help yourself, soon we're not going to be able to help you. I think that's true. I mean, at some point, that's going to be true. But anyway, I was like, how do we make sure Nick's the only one who gets arrested? That's what you get when you call me gay before the show starts. You get a clippable moment for the Keno Casino boys to be like, oh my God, why would they admit the burner phone? Andy Worski's going to be clapping so much. Oh! No, of course I was waiting. I had to talk to the stupid gaming control board, and I'm waiting for another call back. So I might have to take a call in the middle of this show, but if I sat here waiting for them forever, we'd never get anything done. So, you know. we got to watch a little bit of stuff. I've already told the chat, but if you're watching live, just so you know, short show, and then tonight, another show. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. People who are missing from the high roller lineup there: Tommy from Rhode Island, Pink Like Peachy, Shane M. 1980, who wipes his ass with hundreds, the Pants Maestro, Not Cupcakes. I think Not Cupcakes was already on there, actually. Scooter G, and et cetera, et cetera. Today's executive producer is Anonymous. It's anonymous. You don't need to know who it is. I don't need to know who it is. They're anonymous. But the money was given under that name nonetheless, and that way we'll never know. You could. The thing about it is, you could be anonymous. Everyone could be anonymous. We may never know. See how Rakeda beat it? Rakeda's in here calling me gay before my show starts. They're right. You can't trust any of these fuckers. People are right. Actually, people are really right about Makeda. People are really right about Makeda. Makeda is what we're going to call it when Michaela and Nick hook up at Hackamania 2, baby. I can't put tickets on sale because of the gaming. Oh no, what's happening?
Not trying to be shitty, just curious.
Let's play it again. Sorry, I had it potted down.
When you say show tonight will be being midnight Eastern, not trying to be shitty, just curious.
Yeah, of course, of course. The last thing I ever mean when I say there's going to be a show tonight is tonight in England or tonight on your fucking time. I always mean my time. I live here. You fucking self-centered bitch. Yeah, when I say I'm going to do a show tonight, I mean I'm going to do a show tonight. Tonight. Yeah, it's going to be my evening. It'll be your very late night, if not early morning. I can't help you with that.
Oh, yeah, do you mean 4 a.m. in Paris?
Yeah, I guess. You fucking piece of trash. Holy shit, why does it... You know what everyone's talking about when they say a time. You assume that they're talking about the time they're in. But when it comes to podcasts, none of you can wrap your heads around it.
How come you always do a show at 2 a.m. my time?
Do the math. Figure it the fuck out. Yeah. I don't... When I say there's going to be a show tonight, I don't mean at 4 p.m. my time, so it makes it your night.
Do you mean my night? Do you mean there's going to be a show tonight at my night? Hit the like button!
You fucking pathetic bitches.
Do you mean my night? Can you change your show to be my night?
No!
I'm not good at math. Can you make the show be at my night? Can you, when you say night, could you make show be my night?
I can't. I mean, I could, but I'll be saying afternoon. I'll say there'll be a show this afternoon, and that'll be your time. That'll be when you have supper. Okay. Anyway, hi, welcome to the show. I'm just being honest with you. I'm overwhelmed. I'm not in a good place right now mentally. Aaron's got me frazzled. This threat of these blood in the water. Mike David's slaughtering me. My impending RICO charges. Witness tampering. Mattress tag tampering, all kinds of tampering. And no, I'm serious. I'm overwhelmed. The shows are off. I'm on the phone all day. I'm trying to get Hackamania is so much work up top. You know, the next 3 months will probably be more relaxed for me, but I got to get these tickets on sale and deals in place and such and such. You know, and then, you know, just insane. Gaming control board. You have an event inside of a place where there's a slot machine, and I swear to God, they lose their mind. Dayla, thank you for the 10 gifted memberships. Is Dayla a dude or a girl? I always get Dayla and Daytois mixed up. I think Daytois is the chick, and Dayla's like a big hung dude. Master Chief, 117, thank you for being a member. Krautcat gifting a membership. Thank you very much, Richard H. with a 14-month membership. When you go to prison, I'll stop by and check on that slow wife. You better not. You better not check on her with your dick. That's Nick's job. Ricada Law, a member for 3 months. The burner number you gave me rang, and some guy told me about magnets and bleach bit. Oh, God. Yeah, that's how you get rid. That's how you destroy an SSD. Wizard Nug 2 gifting 5 Nobody Likes Onions memberships. Thanks, Wiz Nug. Can I call you that? Huge Ashhole member for 3 months. That hat, though, let's fucking go pet. What? What's wrong with the hats? What's wrong with them hats? Bone and the Carbarian gifting 5 memberships, and that brings us up to 11 gifted memberships, which is my lucky number because my birthday is 11-11, huh? Master Chief member for months. If that's going to be 5 a.m. for me in Liverpool, that's loyalty for you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where do we begin today? Let me get my fucking rundown up. Where is it? I always have trouble finding the documents. Oh, I got freestyles up. If you missed our member... Was it a members-only show? No, sorry. Felt like it. If you missed the Tuesday Night Late Show, which a lot of people are sleeping on, it only has like 7,000 views, I think. You know, so that lets me know that a lot of you normally check out the show. We usually get around 9,000 to 10,000 views after a couple of days. So a lot of you haven't seen it. The freestyles in it are great. Maybe Doom will do a supercut of all the freestyles, but people are telling me I'm great at it. I should do an album. A lot of record execs have been reaching out and asking me if I'm signed anywhere or if I ever fucked Brittany Murphy in a warehouse? Okay, here we go. This is called Mike Calta. This is called the Mike Calta program. As you know, we've been making fun of Mike Calta, an old school radio DJ in Tampa, Florida. Kind of a piece of shit, little bit shady, definitely clueless, and asleep when it comes to what's current. It's very funny. All these radio guys are constantly trying to figure out new media and podcasting, realizing they've ignored it for too long. They tried to make fun of it, you know, like it would go away if they all were like, oh, it's nice that you're playing podcasts, son. And then all the podcasts start fucking killing them. And then they all want to start podcasts and get into it. And they go online and start a YouTube channel. And like Gino Bisconte, they find out they're not very good when compared to the sea of other content out there that is able to hold somebody's attention and or be talented enough to command an audience. So Mike Calta gets, you know, around 200 to 1,300 views on everything he does on the official Mike Calta Show channel. Because once again, this proves the difference. I'm not even kidding you. The difference between a radio audience and a podcasting audience is it's wild. It's wild. You could actually have 100 to 200 diehard podcast fans and make a living. You couldn't have a job having 100 to 200 radio listeners. Radio listeners are casual, in the car, on the way to work, on the way home from work listeners. Maybe at the desk, they'll put the headphones in. But that's about it. They're not interacting with the show. And they try, you know. We're out at the Roadhouse every Tuesday night. Come by and see us and get a bumper sticker. You know, that's their idea of fan interaction. So they're really fucking clueless. And then they try to get into this new media stuff, and it's just like, yoinks, Scoobs. Yoinks. They can't really figure it out. And then you got Aaron Emholt, who was forced into this podcasting world, did very well in the beginning. And as time becomes a flat circle, he's discovering that he doesn't really have the chops and he's too autistic to be online because he just can't stop arguing with everybody. So now he wants to run back to radio. So Aaron is doing everything in his brain to try to figure out how to get back on radio. And then Mike Calta, who knows radio is a fucking dying piece of shit that doesn't really produce any following or fans. The thing about Mike Calta is the minute he's off that radio, he's gone. Now, don't get me wrong. He'll probably get another shitty radio job somewhere. But the minute he gets off the radio, he's done. These guys don't really have fans of what they do. They're a fan of the show because that's their morning show. And that's about where the loyalty dies. You watch this clip. Mike Calta starts acknowledging some of the hate that the Me and My Wife podcast is getting. Now, he's going to reference Carl Fuckburger and the WATP podcast, which, again, these guys are my enemies. I hate them. I mean, enough's enough. This, you know, Carl steals everything. Carl stole Stuttering John from Shuli. We all know. And now Carl has stolen Blondcast and Steel Toe and Mike Calta from me. And because Mike Calta hates me, I mean, this man got up from a comedy show in a comedy club. This man got out of his seat and went out to the bar because he couldn't be seen laughing at my stand-up. 100%. I confronted him about it. I said, be honest, you left because I was being too funny and you didn't want me to see you laughing at my jokes. He was like, yeah. He actually mooed. He said, mwah. So very, very, very good. So here he is. He's going to say, wow, we just got roasted by Carl and WATP. Again, fuck these guys. Fuck these guys. It was me. I started this trend.
My wife and I started a podcast, I would say probably about 10 weeks ago. We're up to episode 8.
By the way, right? I did not plan it for Mike and I to match today. By the way, we call him Cowhead. He used to go by Cowhead, and we just call him Cowhead. It's easier. And as he gets older and eats more and more and starts storing food up in his my 600-pound life head, he's really looking more and more like that name. So it's Cown Head.
Right, eight, is it eight or nine, Joe?
I think it's nine now.
Nine now. And this weekend we'll be out on Friday night at Winter Seltzer Land.
Oh, I just was making fun of what they think Fan Interaction is. Guys, don't forget, Friday night we'll be out at Winter Seltzer Land.
You can call me Nanerpus, Nanerpus.
Oh, cool. We'll be sure to be there. We'll make sure to be there. Winter Seltzer, walking in a Winter Seltzer Land. Later on by the fire, I bet my Calta will perspire.
Where you are invited to
come. I mean sweat, because he's fat.
Join us, and we'll be doing our podcast live from there. And we'll be interviewing Teresa Giudice from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, because she will be at the Winter Seltzer Fest also.
So because this podcast, me and my wife, is doing so well, they're going to be out at Winter Seltzer Fest. And you can buy tickets to catch Mike Calta and his wife live, baby.
It'd be a big deal. And after eight solid episodes of me and my wife rambling on in our own podcast for our own fun and enjoyment, we've made it to the podcast called Who Are These Podcasts? And they review it, and they absolutely hate us. Uh-huh. And say it sucks, and it's terrible. And Joe, you're the worst part of it.
Oh, really?
The first episode.
That's shocking.
I love a woman laughing in the background. I love that. That might as well be... what's her name? Fish Lunch.
It's so great because
I'm so surprised.
The first episode, I forgot to turn the microphones on, and I forgot that I had engaged the mics, even if we were wearing headphones for you to hear us.
Hold on. So that guy who runs his board just puts the camera on him to do that, and then he goes back to Cowhead. This is, I know this is a little thing to pick on, but when you run the cameras and you put it on yourself to go, and then away, it's like,
phones on, and I forgot that I had engaged the mics, even if we were wearing headphones for you.
I hate that.
I had to turn the microphones on, and I forgot that I had engaged the mics, even if
I hate him. Ooh, I want to fucking hit this guy.
We were wearing headphones for you to hear us. That one was my fault. Then you were showing an empty chair for a little while. That was it was a disaster. But it was together. We did it together, Joe.
Well, it's all right.
So he's saying, look, they watched that first episode, which is the same one we watched. Again, Carl can't do anything original, this piece of shit. And Cowhead's going like, look, it was our first episode. The mics didn't work. We couldn't figure out which camera to look at. It was a different time. The show's good now.
You only get one chance to make a first impression.
Yeah. That's it.
That's
it.
That's right.
The only thing that I will say that was quite accurate about the assessment of the show was my wife was wearing a Wu-Tang shirt. And they were like, what does she know about Wu-Tang? She knows everything about Wu-Tang. Let's not get crazy. She can spit some Wu-Tang with you, and she knows all about the RZA and the JZA and all that other stuff.
Yeah, she's not the lady that gets the designer Nirvana shirt.
No.
She can't. She doesn't know all about Wu-Tang, and she can't spit it with the best of them, and she doesn't know all about the RZA and the JZA. This woman is apparently a professional therapist. And she has no charisma. She's dumber than dog shit. She doesn't belong on a show. It's fine for like a lady to spit out your kids. You know, I get it. Wives. Stop it. She can spit Wu-Tang. Shut up. She got anxiety at a store. because they asked her paper or plastic, and she thought it was a trick and they were going to make fun of her for not supporting the environment. She thought it was a trick. She almost got down in a fetal position and cried in a store because they asked her paper or plastic. And what kind of question is that? Why would you expect that in the middle of some sort of retail establishment? Who could have seen it coming?
Ugh. Like, who? What do they pay?
Right. This guy knows nothing. I don't know why. What would happen? It would ring once, and then it would just go out. Get on the microphone. I can't hear you. You have to talk right.
So because Calta does his show in his house, just like me, with that shiplap behind him, low effort, lazy, uninspired, he calls his wife in from the other room where she's making finger sandwiches. And makes her waddle her ass in here to explain why their show is so bad. I'm not even kidding. He makes his wife, yeah, you're right, scrimp her way in, sits her down, and is going to literally make her explain why the show is bad. And this is going to prove the theory that I said on the first show when we reviewed them, and something that we've said about Aaron Imholt for quite a long time. Watch this.
Right into the microphone. There you go. What happened now?
It just keeps saying call failed.
So how did you turn that mic towards you and talk into it? So how did you heard me talking about it?
Yes.
Listen, there's going to be plenty of people that don't like the podcast. These guys have a podcast about podcasts that they don't like.
I know.
This is a badge of honor as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Who cares?
You made the cut.
Listen to me. There's no way you're going to do 8 episodes of something and it's going to be good in 8 episodes. It's going to take time.
It's going to take time. Here's the thing. Here's the problem with that. The problem with that is these guys admit they're fleecing their customers out loud and don't even realize what they're doing. He just told you before this segment, don't forget, that tickets are on sale to see him and his wife live in a theater do this show. He just said it's not good. Nothing's going to be good in 8 episodes. Why are you selling tickets to a live theater show then? Hello? They rat on themselves. Oh, so you're selling tickets to a live theater show that you admit is not good. Okay. Jesus Christ. It's a problem, man. It's a problem. And it only gets worse.
Over time, each one has gotten better. Who cares? What do you care? There's 3 nerds sitting in a room pretending they have a show. They have. We've been doing 8 episodes, and they barely have double the amount of people we have watching. Who cares?
I get my feelings hurt easily.
Why?
Now, that's another giant cope. Calta goes live. He had about 20 people watching. On our Discord one night, we caught him live, and we got him up to about 70 because we were in there clowning on him. And his producer didn't know what to do. They ignored all the chats. They were just like, nothing. And I don't know. Carl goes live like privately on YouTube, and he only gives out the link to his Discord or on his Patreon, I guess. So, like, you have to be a Patreon member to watch live, and then it comes out for everybody, I guess, and then the clips come out. And the clips, you know, get 10,000 views, and this little piggy gets 10,000 views, and we get 1,000 live on that. Cowhead's cope is, these are 3 nerds in a basement. They're losers who think they have a show. They only get double what we get. I don't know where he's seeing that. I don't know what he's talking about. Like, that's some insane. Again, this clip, which was put up yesterday, has 600 views, and I think it's only because it's talking about who are these podcasts.
Hey, what is the did you hear what I said though? I defend.
Look at her. She sat down forever ago. She's still trying to figure out how to put on headphones, and she's looking at him like an Amish guy in a Radio Shack. She's looking at him like they're foreign to her. Remember, she does a podcast in this room every week. She's looking at these headphones like, me know how you put, how these, look at her. She's confused.
I get my feelings hurt easily.
Why? What is the, did you hear what I said though? I defended your honor. The one thing that they did say was that you didn't know about the Wu-Tang Clan because you were wearing the shirt. And I know that's a, that's an outright lie.
I need them to know that.
Well,
I
don't,
now, my instinct, I said from the beginning, like, why is this woman on? Why are you putting this woman on? And I told you why. It's the same reason Aaron put April on. This is the hottest chick he's ever been with. And he needs you to see that he's fucking her.
Listen, who cares? Who cares? Like, what?
Do you think she wants to do a show? Do you think she wants to be on a show? Do you think she's good at this? Do you think she likes this? Let's find out. Let's find out if she's doing this for fun or if he's making her do this. Here we go.
Different. The fact that somebody else is talking about you is a sign of success. That is what I, that is all I care about.
That's what I tell myself all the time.
That's Amanda. Right, Joe. That's right. I listen to me. The fact that those guys did a whole episode of their podcast about how bad our podcast is makes me happy.
First of all, they didn't. They didn't. Carl's not me. He doesn't do whole episodes about one thing, okay? It's a very planned out pro show. But this is the same thing Aaron does. He's like, all Melton talks about is me. It's like, okay. I mean, keep telling yourself that, sweetie. Keep telling yourself that, sweetie. Anybody know what's going on with Ty Rivera? His life is ending in comedy right now, and I'm early on all these guys, okay? Okay. I bounce around from here to there, but I'm always right. I'm always right. And in the beginning, people always say, every time I find one of these guys, people always go like, I don't get it with this one, Melton. Wait, you will. I'm like a divining rod for fucking losers. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I find it. I sniff it out. I'm like a truffle pig for fucking failure. Fact.
But
legitimately happy. Not even happy where I'm like, well, I'll show them. I'm glad.
Anyone who has to say this much.
I don't care. I don't care.
No, this is good. I'm happy. I'm glad. Melton's money is my money. Let's check the account.
You're a different person, though. You are in this realm of entertainment, and people talk about you. People don't talk about me. And if people do talk about me, then it's like personal.
Well, as
and
Carmen
sad
said,
for me.
As Carmen.
Kate Meany syndrome. Oh, fuck. It's not real life? I thought everybody was just going to say I'm pretty and funny. It's when people pick on me and talk about me, it's sad for me. I don't like that. And now he brought her out to tell people this. He brought her out. This is mistake number one. He brought her on to tell everyone she don't like it when people talk about her and are mean. Oh, no.
And said, you're in the business now.
Yeah.
You put yourself in the business.
Yeah.
I'm out of the business.
No, you can't be out of the business. This is where we got to come back stronger than ever.
I quit.
We got a big gig Friday night.
I do not quit. I don't have the self-confidence or the self-esteem to be in the business.
I don't have the self-confidence or the self-esteem to be in the business. And look at the look on her face. She looks like somebody just shat in her bath water.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Now you have to go on Friday and do it live in front of people.
Oh my God, Kelvin! Yeah. It's so bad. Joe. I'm freaking out.
She has been freaking out.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm not good with attention. I don't like attention.
Well, then you
Oh, no.
Shouldn't do a show that it draws attention.
I know. It was a bad idea.
Yeah. Apparently, you don't have to worry about it. It's not that great.
That's true.
Listen, the anybody can do a podcast, clearly.
There it is. So that's still that old school radio brain of his. Every one of these podcasts making fun of him is doing better than him. Every fucking one of them. He's trying to do what he's making fun of. This is why it's such a fucking cognitive dissonance for these fucking idiots. Out of one side of his mouth, he's like, anybody can do a podcast. You know, podcasting's like a free, easy thing. Meanwhile, he's trying to create a podcast and he sucks at it. He can't. These guys are finding out very, very quickly that doing radio and having talent are two different things. Holding someone's attention for 1 hour without ads and breaks is so much harder than doing 4 hours of radio where you get to go hide behind commercial blocks, weather, traffic on the nines, news, prep burger, all your interns, manufactured radio drama. Holy shit. Look how time flies when you're not doing anything at all. Then you put them on here where they got to like talk for an hour with their wife and they're like 2 minutes in. After we have the big fun of the mics not working, it's like, what do you want to talk about? I'm out of ideas. I'm just a radio pro for 30 years. Fuck. And they find out they're not compelling and they don't really have anything to offer and they just keep going like, when does the commercial break come so I can reset and catch my breath? It's really fun to watch. Anybody can do a podcast. Yeah, except you, motherfucker. Except you. And by the way, you're about to find out how anybody can do radio because you're going to be replaced with AI faster than you fucking know it. I got one of my guys working on it. You seen Moody? We're working on an AI host to replace Aaron. I'm predicting it now. What we're going to do with this AI Aaron, we're going to make AI Aaron go live up against Steel Toe every day, and we're going to see who hits the goal faster, AI Aaron or actual Steel Toe. We're going to find out who hits the goal faster. We'll find out who gets more viewers, AI Aaron or actual Aaron. 4.5 hours to 4.5 hours, baby. And the thing about AI Aaron is he'll be able to check in on your stream and tell you what real Aaron's goal is live. And if he's beating it, he'll laugh and say it's another win for the parody toe. Get ready to get roasted by your own self.
We decided we wanted to do it. And if you listen to it, you listen to it. If you don't, you don't. Nobody's being forced to listen to it.
Right. I agree.
And each episode has gotten upwards of 3,000 views per episode. There's some on there with 5,000 views.
That's so
he's bragging about how anybody can do a podcast, and his Me and My Wife episodes have anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 views on every episode.
Huh. Crazy. Eight episodes, and we talked about everything. From the first episode, it looks like it looks like they were unprepared, and it looks like yes, we just sat down and said, let's just try this and see how it goes, and it worked. And
a minute ago, he goes, nothing's good in 8 episodes. Of course, it's not good yet. Don't forget to buy your tickets. Now he's saying, dude, of course, we don't know what we're doing. We just sat down and tried it, and it worked. Which is it? It sucks or it worked?
After the first one, we were like, all right.
Minute to minute, these guys delude themselves either way. When they want to be a victim, they're like, yeah, of course it's not good. Nothing's good right away. And now he's like, yeah, we did 8 episodes and they rock. Fuck you. 3,000 views, motherfucker. Suck my dick.
All right, we got to fix some things. And then the executive producers for Letterman said, change your cameras, do this, turn it this way. You know? And we were like, okay. And then Bobby Kelly was like, you got to tighten up your thing. And we did all those things. And they're like,
So they got the executive producers for Letterman helping out now. So now it's good. Yeah, the first one sucked. We didn't know how the mics worked. But then the executive producers from Letterman and Bobby Kelly told us to tighten up our shit. And now it's great. Now it's great.
And now we feel good about it. Now we got to go. It took some time. The fact that somebody else noticed it, it should be making you happy.
No.
So he will never, ever acknowledge me or this show. He will never, ever. And you know they've seen it. You knew they've seen it.
Why?
She does not want to be noticed. No. She's doing a podcast so nobody notices.
We were all in their chat the other night. People were like fucking with him, saying NLO, and nobody likes onions. Patrick Melton, ask him. And he asked his producer before they wrapped up the show, all right, anything we need to talk about in the chat? And the producer was like, no. Okay. We tripled your audience. And everyone's asking about Melton, and no, nothing to see here. Move along. I get it. I'll talk to you next year when you're like, dude, I've been telling you about this guy from the beginning. He's trouble. You seen him around kids?
I like you being noticed and me just like walking behind you and not getting introduced to anybody.
It's the same.
Oh, no.
I want to be noticed. No. You're doing a podcast so nobody notices it.
I like you being noticed and me just like walking behind you and not getting introduced to anybody.
It's the same. The comments are all the same. The worst thing they said about you is that you didn't know about Wu-Tang. And then the worst thing they said about me was that I was fat and had a hot wife. Who cares? We already knew that going into it. We almost called the podcast Fat Guy and Hot Wife.
That's so offensive to me because the thing that I do have is knowledge about Wu-Tang.
I know. We can talk about this on our next episode.
All right. So whatever you do, don't just keep trolling her that she doesn't know about Wu-Tang. No, that's the one thing I won't take. That is so offensive to me. To say I don't know about Wu-Tang? They're saying I don't know about Wu-Tang.
For a podcast that those people seem to dislike. My heart
rate. I'm checking it.
What? I don't.
It's 112.
Can I just tell you something?
Her heart rate is 112 from people thinking she might not know about Wu-Tang. Oh, God.
She was the kind of beauty that turned heads, but her roots told a different story. Soft streaks of gray tracing the path of time.
Oh, no.
Painted strands of wisdom shimmering like luxurious diamonds. A princess who should be beyond the reach of a cowhead.
Oh, we do have a cowhead AI voice too.
Somebody sent that to me that they had made that podcast, and I watched it. And my first thought was, "This is going to make my wife upset." But to me, it was the best thing ever.
His first thought was, "This is going to make my wife upset." So this just goes to show you, these guys think they can just take to the. They're so used to the insulation the radio world provides. They think they can just go on the internet and no one's ever going to criticize him. Your wife's an empty vessel. She's a dumb bitch. I'm sorry. I don't mean to use the bitch. The word bitch is just funny. I'm sure she's a lovely person. I'm sure she's very nice. You know, she's the mother of your children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She's stupid. She's fucking retarded. I'm sorry. She has no business being on a microphone. And this is an act of absolute vanity. This is purely cowhead wanting to traipse out his mid-ass wife because he thinks she's a fucking dime. Again, she's lovely, but she's mid-AF, just like mine. You know, mine might be a little below mid because of the retardation. The point is this. Wives don't belong on comedy shows with their men. But insecure radio boobs keep on bringing them out because they need them to show their worth. It's the same reason this fucking clown tried to make my girlfriend back in the day take off her shirt and show her tits to him in order for me to plug a show. Cowhead and I were friends. Like, he had been on my podcast. I'd been on his radio show many times. I was coming on to plug a show that I was doing. And then he put up a barrier, and he's like, you got to make your girlfriend show her tits. to me and everybody in the studio, or else you can't plug your thing. And it's like, well, I'm not her keeper. So why don't you ask her if you can see her tits? I have a feeling she's going to tell you to go fuck yourself. You know, but you can give it a shot. She's an autonomous human being. Why don't you ask her? I don't think women are property. Also, this is a great bit for the radio. Hello? So that's his whole value revolves around, like, women and hot tits and shit. So, like, it's so fucking retarded. It really is dumb. And I think we have that audio. We'll probably be getting into Cowhead stuff more and more here. So we'll probably get into this as time goes on. But it's kind of fucking pathetic. Both him and Aaron need to bring their wives out and show you. Don't think for one minute it's ever about the wife. She doesn't want to do this. Her heart rate's 114. She has anxiety. She doesn't like this. It makes her sad. And then stupid Cowhead's even so ignorant. He didn't know. I saw this and I was like, I knew she'd be upset. You didn't think your dumb wife was ever going to get pointed at and mocked? Welcome to the net, fatty. Welcome to the net, you fat fuck.
Gonna masturbate a little bit.
You're gonna do what?
Gonna masturbate a little bit.
I'm sorry.
This was our final exam in fat class.
Gonna masturbate a little bit.
Just checking. One, Kramar.
I was like, this is great. I even commented on it. I even went to their thing and I said, I agree with your assessment.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking now. Stay out of the comments.
Oh, really? Yeah, how bad are the comments?
Come on. Stay out of the comments. That might be the new catchphrase for this show. Nobody likes onions. Stay out of the comments.
Right, Gio, bring it in.
Let's pretend the comments don't exist.
Gio, oh, just well. Say it.
There's nothing good in a comment section ever. Ever.
What are they saying?
Let's see. No, I'm not going to repeat
they
that.
They say anything about her roots?
No, nothing about the roots.
Wow. Beggy Monster did. Beggy Monster had some roots stuff.
Can someone put my face directly in the freezer, or can someone get a bag of ice from the gas station? Sheesh, my face looks like a lump of shit in a plastic bag.
I told them.
About it, I have an appointment today.
My face looks like a lump of shit in a plastic bag.
I know you do. Yeah, I mean, you got to get in there.
This is still better.
Look at her. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. These are hoes. Why are you making us watch this woman? Holy shit. Mecca Lecca, hi, Mecca, hi, ni, ha.
The Schnitz Show. So that's all positive.
Right. There you all go. Right.
Yeah. In the what show?
The Schnitz Show. Schnitt. Todd Schnitt.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, no, I'm not going to read that one.
Oh, okay. You're not going to hurt my feelings.
Gio, why is your font so big?
Because I'm half blind.
Gio, I mean, you're not going to hurt my feelings.
I feel like I'm looking at my mom's phone.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff is just like about them in the podcast. The more I'm looking at it.
About us?
No, not about the people.
No, most of the comments are just making fun of Carl, which is understandable.
They're doing the podcast.
Yeah.
What? Say something about us, though. What does it say?
This looks like a poor man's Howard Beth situation here.
What is Howard Beth? This is Howard's wife.
Yeah, Howard Stern. Let's see.
You ever heard of him?
Big Macs? You guys talking about Big Macs?
No.
This is unwatchable.
That's just stuff popping up from your
own. They said, were you guys talking about Big Macs? And they were like, no. No. Yeah, you were. The whole first 10 minutes of your pilot episode was your wife talking about how she never had a Big Mac ever. Ever.
Hey there, Big Sauce. How about you have your slow lady take out those old floppies out and do a little dance for us? If you want your plugs and she wants her ice cream, I need to see some tarred tits.
Do your plugs. Do your plugs, slow wife. Fuck.
She walked in like a slow sax riff. All legs and lipstick turning heads with every step. Her eyes, twin mysteries, scanned the room, oblivious to the vinyl grooves that shaped a generation. Wu-Tang Clan, she echoed. Her voice a smoky whisper. Is that a jazz group?
That's about how well he reads.
I lit a cigarette, studying her like a riddle I didn't want to solve.
Oh, God.
Some dames don't need history. They are the moment.
It's a good point. New phone, member for 13 months at 4 a.m. Eastern. Gino must have been scrambling, searching for jobs, because I received an email invite from him for a scam called Gain Rep. Huh? Gain Rep. Clifford, 10. Nobody likes that. Thank you, Clifford. We'll be putting you down in our book of lore for your contribution. We appreciate that. Melton Slow Wife, member for 4 months. I wish Pat would bring me out. I always have to stay homes. I love you, my saucy sauce. I'm toasting waffles for you. Don't use the toaster. Remember what happened last time. Our fucking insurance is going to... Do not use the toaster. This is... You're not a... How did you get past the child locks? This is going to wreck my insurance rate. Fuck.
Man, this is brutal, but her shirt is dope.
Imagine not letting your wife use the toaster.
Oh, there you go.
A compliment for me.
I remember hating Calta and Kelly, too. She's a therapist, question mark?
Yes. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
She's a therapist. And Calta goes, what's wrong with that? A comment on the internet made her sad. She ain't ready. She ain't stable. This bitch is going to help you? What? Look, I don't like to get into private citizens in their life. She's a professional therapist. Imagine the loser you have to be to think this woman can help. 2 minutes of talking to her and I'd be like, oh no, I've got a retard. We've got a retarded woman trying to guide our lives. Oh no.
Our podcast, Cowhead and Heifer Tits, will generate a new divorce countdown. Can't wait, pro show.
Fucking hell. We should get her clueless. Her voice would be better than Kate Meany. I'm not supposed to...
Amanda's awful. Not a fan. Whopper without mayo is pretty darn good. Were you talking about Whoppers?
Mm. Oh, I never had one.
Oh.
So they're mad that you don't like Whoppers, or you've never had a Whopper.
That was like way in the beginning.
Right. When they started
8 episodes ago. Oh, that was like 3 months ago. That was way in the beginning when we sucked.
What, episode one?
Not now when we're selling out theaters.
That's a fair criticism, though.
That's
fixable.
All right, you can go have one today.
We got to have today. A Whopper.
Yeah.
I'm not having a Whopper.
They could be part of the podcast.
The day you Whoppers? Try the Whopper?
They think the criticism of the podcast was she's never had a Whopper.
Yeah, let's try them.
She's got a cool shirt on. I'll give her that much.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
So the shirt is a hit.
We got people want a slow wife AI. I'm down for it. Can we get... Is Moody awake? Is there an option for a Down syndrome female? And then make that slow, name her Slow Wife, please. Patrick, you have to come finish eating your pennies.
Oh. Everything else,
which
not
shirt
so,
was I wearing?
Not so much.
I don't know. They went through a couple of episodes. I didn't watch the whole thing. I only watched like 5 minutes of it.
It looks like a brown Wu-Tang shirt, maybe. Wow. Or let me see. I see a lot of Joe. Why is Joe on here so much?
Because Joe, it's like the first part, Joe's like, it's on the camera's on him, and Joe's like, you're live.
Oh, it's my sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of Joe. I'm scrolling through. It's Joe, more Joe.
Yeah.
Empty chair, Joe.
Yep, that's me.
Don't say it like it wasn't you.
No, it was me.
You did put the camera on an empty chair.
Yes. Hold on. I miss Spanish.
Is it Gestalt that has...
Yeah, see, it doesn't have to actually be a slow person, but if we could just get like Marley Matlin or something. What do you mean? I don't understand. What are you saying?
Had the empty chair for...
A deaf person works just as well because deaf people sound slow. So that's perfect.
Therapeutic thing where you talk to the empty chair and it's supposed to be like the person that you're wanting to talk to that you can't communicate with.
Is that what you think we were going for?
That's kind of what we were doing, purposely putting the empty chair.
That was excellent. Absolutely.
That was the therapeutic
symbolic
perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is why people don't like you on the radio.
I think you have to explain it before you do.
I have to go.
All right, go.
Me and my wife. Great title, buddy. Very original.
Wow. Yeah. That's what it was. That's what the show is. If you're wondering what it is, it's me and my wife.
This dude married way out of his league.
Yeah. Oh. That's original.
That's why. But that's why you brought her on. Again, like, I can't imagine bringing my wife on here because she'd suck. Be shit. He thinks she's pretty, and then all the listeners will be like, whoa, he fucks that? That's the only reason he brought her on. Imagine foregoing the main purpose of your entire career to entertain over the airways. Imagine throwing all that out the window and be like, yeah, she's not good at any of that. She's not good on the air. She's not entertaining or talented. But she is the woman who sucks my dick. We should bring her on. We should bring her on. And then, like she said, I won't talk about any personal stuff or any of that stuff because our kids might listen. It's like, okay. So we're just going to talk about whether or not you guys have had Big Macs? We know you have. We see Calta. We're going to guess you've had some Macs.
What does she know about Wu-Tang Clan? She
everything.
LOL.
Why is that everyone's go-to?
Yeah, she is insufferable. She knows nothing about Wu-Tang.
What?
Yeah, oh. I knew that would make you mad.
Yeah.
You've got to come out swinging next time.
A lot of Wu-Tang stuff here. No way.
I hope nobody photoshops dicks in your hands. That usually doesn't happen. Clear shot. Just nice, clean. Let's see if we can get our cheeks puffing out a little more. I don't know how it works. Yeah, get her blinking. Not in the face. As soon as I saw him photoshopping dicks in her hand, I was like, oh, she's not going to like that.
Saying,
bro, I'm going to give it to you with no trivia. Raw like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip hop will rock and shock the nation like the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, she knows Wu-Tang. There's nothing you could argue about there.
The audience seems to think otherwise.
Do you know who Fat Nick is?
Let me ask you a quick question. When the RZA and the JZA and all the people in the Wu-Tang get together to do one of their medleys, do they sink into themselves and lose all confidence? I'm about to... What? Speak up. You're a therapist, right? Speak up.
Pop will rock and shock the nation like the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, she knows Wu-Tang. There's nothing you could argue about there.
The audience seems to think otherwise.
Do you know who Fat Nick is? He's at Rolling Loud this weekend. We don't know either. We were looking through the list.
He's in the Wu-Tang.
No.
Oh, all right.
No, I know you know the Wu-Tang Clan. There's no. I'm from two zip codes over in 10306 from the Wu-Tang Clan, and I don't know anything about them.
It was a little bit not in your time, I think.
Yeah, but still, what I'm saying is that I am not here to try to perpetuate that I am a fan or know anything about the Wu-Tang Clan. But when it comes to you, you are there 100%.
I'm not a poser.
No, I know you're not.
You are a poser. You are a poser. You're posing as someone with a podcast, and you're selling tickets to, again, a theater show of a podcast your husband just admitted is shit.
I'm not.
I know you're not.
Well, all right, I need to go eat some peanut butter. I'm going to go. All right.
Pro show. What's great is this is the morning show. This is actually on the radio, what we're watching. This was a segment on the radio. All right, well, I'm bored with this. I'm going to go have a peanut butter.
And I've never had a Whopper, and I'm keeping it that way. Messy burgers and new gel nails, a tragic collision waiting to happen, gross grease under perfection. No, thank you.
Good point. Forearm wrinkle. Kiefer Squatherland says, slow wife voice should do the I too am super tip. I too am. Nightwave Live, member for 8 months. Does slow wife have any hot sisters? The more cross-eyed, the better. Yeah, we should match Mersh up with one of these bitches.
Enjoy your time. Thank you for being here.
Just peanut butter?
Thank you for bringing this show down like you bring the podcast down.
Wow.
Should
look at that. She's shooting daggers there.
Could this be my wife and I? No.
Good stuff. Hello?
Hey, Melton. How are you doing, bud?
I'm good, man.
Yeah. You're playing all this Celtic content, man. You plan on doing side splitters anytime? He's going to get you banned.
Side splitters?
Yeah. He likes to call side splitters and tell them about people fuck yeah, man. That's you'll never be allowed back.
$600 out of my pocket.
Oh, fuck, man. Is that going to break you, you think?
It'll almost cover the flight.
Oh, shit. Well, no, what, Spirit? Two seats?
I don't fly Spirit.
Oh, no? What, you a Delta man?
I don't really, I'll fly any real airline. I'm not really a Spirit guy, though.
Okay. Well, Southwest?
Sure. It's better than Spirit.
In a pinch? Okay. Yeah, man. Calta's kind of a piece of shit. He's banned a bunch of my friends for associating with Bubba from Side Splitters, which is, I guess.
Are you the guy? Are you the dude who was emailing me?
No, I've never emailed you.
Okay.
No, my name's Granny. Nice to meet you.
Oh, you're Lemmy's Granny?
Yeah. I fuck her.
Okay, Jesus Christ, Bragmore. there's a dude named Wags.
Oh, yeah, it's Wags. Yeah, he's old Bubba Army. Yeah, I remember him.
He emailed me and told me Bubba wanted to get in touch and sent me Bubba's number. And
okay, yeah, you got Bubba's phone number now?
Should we do Bubba at Hackamania?
Yeah, fuck yeah, man. I mean, he probably won't come, but yeah.
Why won't he?
I mean, he's a large man. He's old. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we can make him comfortable. We can do cargo or however he likes to be shipped.
Or you gonna put him in a fucking crate? No, I don't think so.
What if we get you? Probably drive up. You and Lemmy to drive him.
To drive Bubba?
Yep.
Well, you want me to fucking? I'm at work right now, but I can get in the truck and go down the racetrack and talk to him about it.
Not today. You don't have to drive him today. Oh. I'm at work, but I can go kidnap him and ask him. Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'll confront him about it, but I mean, yeah, I can go talk to him.
Hold on. So
he's not gonna know who the fuck I am.
He'd rather drive than fly, you think?
Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure.
Why?
He owns a racetrack, dude.
Yeah, you're not allowed to race to Nevada.
Says who?
Okay, I gotta go. Thank you, Granny. Keep it up.
Wait, hold on. No.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I had one more thing. So I talked to Aaron yesterday. I was the one he won't mention. I don't know if you're going to cover it, but I was the one he wouldn't mention. And all I said was, hey, can we keep the having sex with children talk down? And then he blamed you.
Oh, you're the...
I was like, what the...
He acted like we were in on that together. And I was like, I don't even know who he's talking about.
No, I made it very clear in the DMs. Like, this is my first time calling. I'm not a huge listener. I'm usually at work and shit. But I made it very clear that it wasn't that. And he still... He blamed you for him talking about having sex with kids for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, look, we'll see what happens, man.
All right, later.
Thank you. And I've said this before. It's one of the reasons I'm kind of overwhelmed. Aaron is, like, slandering me every day. It's really getting to me. It's really hurting my mental acuities. I find myself not able to get work done. I'm not able to focus. Details are slipping. Important contract stuff that I'm trying to organize for Hackamania. It's affecting my business. The fact that he keeps doing this. And I've asked him to stop. And it's affecting my business and my mental state. These lies that he's telling about me, he knows are lies. And he's doing it every show. And I can't keep up with clipping the pieces. And I think I got a couple people helping me out now with that. So I'll be slipping them some money for helping. Anybody who can help me keep up with his... Like, it's getting hard to... You know what I mean? Like, I get panic attacks about it. And I can't sleep. And I don't know if you can put a price on the mental damage that's happening. I don't know if there is a number. Sorry. It's heavy. It's heavy. Bink! So anyway, we're going to click on the mic. Oh, God. Is that his number again? I didn't mean to do that. Sorry. That actually was a mistake. The Mike Calta Show YouTube.
I still think the funniest story to ever be told on this show.
Okay.
It's not. If you go over here to videos, I was checking out the latest episode of the Me and My Wife program, which is number 8, 9 days ago. Because they've done 8 now.
That's where I got my start.
They've done 8 now. They said nothing's good in 8, but now they got their rhythm. They're selling tickets to a theater show. I thought it would be it's only fair we check into the latest iteration. They've shaken all the bugs out, the dirt off, the cobwebs are kicked, whatever you want to say. This is episode 8. This is 9 days ago. Let's see how good it is now. Ready? Predictions? Now, remember, he laughed at me. He's like, our first episode, the mics didn't work. We didn't know which camera to look at. Then Bobby Kelly and the executive producers of Letterman dialed us in. Predictions? This is the latest episode there is to check, so no excuses. By the way, that player on the bottom is theirs, not YouTube. That's just part of the opening.
Welcome to episode 8 of the Me and My Wife podcast. I'm me, radio superstar Mike Calta. This is my wife, therapist Amanda Calta, and we are here together doing episode number 8. Can you believe that?
Can't hear.
Yeah. Hold on. Am I giving you the wrong mic?
Yep. This is my mic.
Try that now.
Hello?
Yep. There we go.
8 episodes.
Call me Nanerpus, and guess what? I love Nanerpus. You can call me Nanerpus, and guess what? I love Nanerpus.
Mm-hmm. We go.
There you go. Sorry.
Was I not on?
I'm we're sorry. Not on. You're live.
Mm-hmm. I forgot what I said.
You were saying episode. We were.
I forgot what I said.
This is going great.
Don't forget to get your tickets. They got a live show tomorrow night. Don't forget to get your tickets.
We're saying how this is episode number 8, and we were both surprised.
Oh, because last week we said it was 5.
I know, it was really 7.
And I, overguessed. So, weird. Time flies when you're having fun.
Can you see the goddamn Winter Wonderland behind her head?
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you're shooting your loads?
There's a nice tree there.
We have a nice Christmas tree in the studio here. And that leads me into the fact that you are got your Biggie Smalls Christmas sweatshirt on. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the fact that this show that has 8 solid episodes now is going to be live. You are going to be able to come see us as we broadcast live from the Mahaffey Theater in St. Petersburg, Florida.
What?
We are doing the Me and My Wife podcast live with Teresa Giudice from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Now, believe it or not, I am familiar with The Real Housewives of New Jersey, not just Teresa. I mean, Teresa's kind of like bigger than the show. But I know I am an OG.
It's the Magic 94.9 Winter Seltzerland.
G. Real Housewives.
We talked about it. We talked about it last podcast.
Yeah.
A little bit about the Orange County.
Yep. That's where I got my start. And I know about the Real Housewives. I'm very impressed by that. But I watch a lot of those shows that you would not expect me to watch. Like I watched Yellowstone last night, which you would look at me and think he's Yellowstone.
I would expect you to watch it. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What is this segment called? Here's some TV shows I like.
I watched it last night and it was great, but when it was over, I went right back to the holiday baking shows on the Food Network. You've got me. You've roped me in.
Okay. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
There is so many things to like about baking shows.
What? I feel like the problem is that it's kind of like when you watch The Sopranos or when you watch Mad Men. When I watch Mad Men, I wanted to drink straight bourbon while I was watching it, and I don't really drink. And Sopranos, no matter what episode or whose head they cut off, you're like, I wish I had a sandwich while I'm eating it.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
It makes you want to eat, but also it's...
Every episode of The Sopranos makes me want a sandwich. Now, to be fair, every episode of anything on TV makes me want a sandwich, but particularly The Sopranos. I want a meatball sub.
It's so relaxing just watching the mixing.
If his take is, dude, when I watch him make cakes and cookies, I want cakes and cookies. You know what I mean? I'm not a complicated guy. I'm not a guy who normally eats cakes and cookies. But when I'm watching these guys make cakes and cookies, oh my God, I want a cake and a cookie.
I'm going to take you by surprise and make you realize, Amanda, I'm going to tell you right away, I can't wait another day, Amanda. I'm going to say it like a man and make you understand, Amanda.
Oh, God. Granny loves getting banged. I'm the greatest, says my idiotic girlfriend. Lemmy is retarded. Ashley LaRue, member for 7 months. Miss Calta and I have that in common. Dealing with abuse of spouses. There's Cowhead. There's Aaron. Hold on. There's Cowhead and Aaron is Dickhead. Dickhead. Hello?
Get the pizza.
Get the pizza?
Get the pizza.
To get the pizza. Okay. Don't ever try to out weird me, nerd. Connor, member for 15 months. All kidding aside, shouldn't it be my wife and I, Italians? Yeah. One, Krama. Mike G. Hey, Melton. Calta and wife are boring as can be. I agree, Mike G. Dent Fixer, member for 10 months. His wife is Timu Sandra Bullock. How dare you insult Timu and Sandra Bullock like that?
And then sometimes it gets spicy and they're like, oh, you got to put garlic in your cookies. And everyone's like, what? How am I going to do it?
Yeah.
And you're like, how are you going to do it? But they
do it. One time I was watching this show Chopped and they were like, okay, chefs, open your baskets. And in their baskets, they had ingredients they had to use in a recipe. And like most of it was normal. One guy had mozzarella and pork loin. But then there was gummy bears. And I was like, how's he going to do the mozzarella and gummy bears? How's he going to do the pork loin and gummy bear? And then he did it. He actually did like a sweet fruit glaze on a pork loin. And stuffed it with mozzarella. The gummy bears. He reduced the gummy bears over the stove. They turned into liquid. Did you know sugar is considered a liquid when baking? It's science.
You do.
I think I like it for two reasons. One, soft guys make me laugh. You know, like not soft like Ryan Seacrest. He bugs me, but
no,
like
Ryan Seacrest's not soft. I hate Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, I don't
speak up. Listen how low these people talk.
Ryan Seacrest. He bugs me, but
no,
like
Ryan Seacrest's not soft. I hate Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, I mean like I guess what I'm trying to say is gay guys. Gay guys.
Wow. Hello.
Hey, it's Catherine. I have nothing good to contribute. I just want to say I feel sorry for Amanda. She's too retarded to know better. And I love that Granny called in. That was so fucking epic.
Yes. Anyway, we all love Granny. Thank you for your contribution. We appreciate it.
Well, hello there. I love your Wu-Tang t-shirt. What's your name, babe? Wanted to join me, my wife and girlfriend, for a hot tub podcast?
Oh, God. Even our AI, Ricada, is a fucking freak.
Congrats on the Dumb Wife Show, as it were, if you will.
I, too, as it were.
As it were, if you will. Thank you for the super sticker, De La. We appreciate that.
I was watching the Dahmer miniseries on Netflix, and I ate my twinkish African-American postman.
You guys make me laugh. Not that all the bacon guys are gay, but I'm not laughing at them. They're just...
They're sassy.
They're sassy.
Sassy bakers. Sassy. They don't even have to be gay. They're just bakers generally, I think, are sassy.
Right. Sassy bakers are good.
That is a stereotype. It's not gay guys who are sassy. It's bakers. It's bakers. I know every time I go in and get a donut at Pink Box, they go, that's going to go straight to your hips, girl. And I go, are you gay? And they're like, no, I'm a baker. And I go, oh.
You've come up with...
So Jeffrey Dahmer used to cut up African-American bakers.
The absolute best name for people ever, a group of name, a conglomerate of people that go to the Renaissance Festival. Oh. You call them Sonsies.
Sonsies.
Sonsies, which I thought, when you said it with such confidence, I was like, is that a thing? And
Sonsy Stark.
I never knew about it, but then I realized you invented Sonsies.
I did.
And
Big Sonsy.
It is a wonderful, wonderful name.
Can we really quick? I just need to say that.
I got to go get some peanut butter.
Ryan Seacrest ruined Wheel of Fortune.
Ruined it.
I've been watching Wheel of Fortune. When I was a little kid, we used to have these TV tray tables. It was like a metal platter, and then fold out the little sides. Me and my brother would sit on the floor, and at 7:30, Wheel of Fortune would come on, and we'd put our tray tables out, and we'd eat our snacks, and then we go to bed. And this has been going on for 40 years.
It's very similar to what we do now.
It is. Yeah. We don't have the
tray tables, but it's time to go to bed when that stuff's over.
Right. I don't even want to watch Wheel of Fortune anymore.
You know,
how boring is this couple? Like, their life sounds fucking riveting, dude. Wheel of Fortune... Holiday Bake Off, tray table TV dinners, peanut butter by the scoop.
Cowhead, taste the sweetness. Don't you crave it? The show calls you. The dough beckons your soul. Every bite, every pastry is your true purpose. Indulge, devour. There's no end, no control.
There's probably an end, but it's not going to be good.
Mrs. Calta looks like a really cool bird today.
Mrs. Calta looks like a bird. Aaron had court yesterday. Should we get into that? Krautcat says, that's just a kiki with a man's chin. Aaron had court yesterday and decided to flip the fuck out. He's been flipping out during the night shows. It's been a little weird. And I guess after court, he named his show Another Loss for the Onion. And as you can imagine, this has left me wrecked.
Because believe me, this is the dance.
Oh, this is the dance. Imagine thinking Aaron's show is the dance. I mean, what would Garth Brooks say? Hello, everybody. You are all good looking. April has her cum glasses on. Oh. You earned it.
I cleared my throat right into the mic. I didn't know it wasn't muted. What an unprofessional broadcaster. Welcome to the show, kids.
It's the Steel Toe Evening Show. And the morning people did you a favor.
By the way, he had 300 and something watching this morning on YouTube. On YouTube. I typed it in the Discord. 378 or something like that. It was like, fuck. Fuck. He don't go over 500 on YouTube in the morning anymore. And on evening shows, it's like 200 now. It's like, oh, like it could... It actually could come crashing down. I don't understand. Did you get the pizza sent it last week? 13 Dominican. Huh? Did you get the pizza? I did not. I did not. Did the raccoons get the pizza again? Oh, man. Tell me when the pizza's coming. I'd love to eat it. Did I get the pizza? Can you send one now? You got to give me a heads up. Connor, when she wakes up, I bet she looks like Ronnie James Dio. Can we, everyone send a delivery to my house for lunch. And whatever I decide to eat, whoever sends the best looking lunch that I eat wins a shirt. Is that a good deal? Oh, I think I got an email yesterday from, let's just say one of the high rollers. Let's keep this anonymous. But they made a great point. I didn't think about this because we're discussing this high roller dinner. Now, again, everybody involved with the show will be able to come. Everybody on the Hackamania will be on the guest list for the high roller dinner. Let's say we can have 50 people there. Let's say 50. But it'll be 15. It'll be like the talent, you know. Let's say Nick and April come. They're, of course, invited. And then people, there'll be some special appointments, of course. So let's say there'll be like 20. And then the high rollers and the VIPs want to come. But then somebody made a great point as well on a comment. They said, if all you have to do to come to the high roller dinner is have a VIP ticket, basically everybody will just put VIP tickets on their Discover card and hope to pay it off by the time it rolls around just to get the free meal. And it's sad that we have to think about this. We do have to keep the riffraff out. We have to keep out the pores. And one of these high rollers messaged me yesterday, and this is a great point. If all these high rollers just buy dinner for everybody, that's very generous. But it doesn't really benefit nobody likes onions at all. So... Or Hackamania. So what if you have to buy a ticket to the dinner and all that money just goes to Hackamania? So like, you know, I imagine like if you eat a good meal there, it'll be $200-$300. So yeah, you know, you think about it like that, then the ticket to the dinner should cost $200-$300. You should have to buy your VIP ticket. And then you should have to pay another $200 to come to the dinner. First come, first serve, who buys a ticket? But that just creates another problem of people putting that $200 on their credit cards. So now we do like, so we have like $500 VIP dinner tickets. We have $250 regular VIP tickets that don't include the dinner. I don't know how we do it. And then we just, why not just call it what it is, a pay pig dinner? That's what it is. We call it high rollers. They're the high roller pay pigs. That's all, you're all pay pigs. Even if you don't pay anything, you know, we get, just being here makes you a pay pig. You should be buying the VIP's dinner, Fat Sauce, says Connor. I don't like your attitude, boy. Don't make me ban you. We can continue down that train of thought. But you're going to get banned if you don't watch what you say. Hello?
Hey, Patrick. You say $500 for dinner. I mean, why not just make it $1,000?
That's a good point. I mean, you know, I never thought about it. I never thought about it. It would keep, I will tell you this, it would keep out the pores. I think a thousand, I think, would keep out the pores.
I think it would keep out a few of the pores. I mean, 2,000 would definitely do it. So I'm just saying, don't limit yourself. Think bigger. Love you. Bye-bye.
That's a good point. And watch that. Watch when you say words like that. Sketty Tooth John said, what about if you send in gifts? Yeah, I think there'll be people like Sketty Tooth John and Tiff. And Fearless, she'll be allowed. Is Fearless coming to Hackamania? I heard she's going to be selling stickers out of her backpack. Oh, God. Cardiff's kid's going to have paintings. Fearless is going to have stickers. And Tiff is going to be selling just balls of cheese. That's a fact. Crowdcat says, I love singing the steel toe guitar intro with you. Rung, rung, dung, dung. Mike Boudet, he doesn't have to pay.
You should make admission to the high roller dinner only payable via Nullo coin.
Yes. That's the grift. You have to have NLO coin to get into the dinner. Redbird says, $1,000 dinner entails buying an extra seat on the plane ride home for fatties. No, the high rollers shouldn't have to. If you're helping pay for the dinner, obviously you don't pay for the ticket. This doesn't work. But we also can't just let everybody in. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. You're not only paying to hang out with all the talent, you're paying to hang out with the high rollers. Let's not pretend like these guys aren't a hoot. You know, who doesn't want to see Baumert just be a blowhard for an hour over some devils on horseback? That's what I'm into. That's what I'm into. Okay. Sorry. I don't know what we're going to, I don't know how we figure it out. Bonin says this sucks. Shut up. Shut up, Bonin. You're crazy if you don't think there's going to be a ticket. You think we're just going to let people line up for a fucking awesome free meal? No. Tiff said I may bolt after dinner. Fuck. Just like last year. All right, now you're saying we don't have talent over here? This is getting fucked up. Fred the Coordinator gifting a membership. Thank you very much. James Gardner gifting a membership. Thank you very much. Bob Sacamano, what's his name? 10 gifted memberships from Bob Sacamano, bringing us up to 33 today. And that's a fact, Jack. Oh, no. Gino Bisconte, member for 4 months. I don't know if this is real. Denny is going to get Keanu and I onto Food TV. We cook in your gay show. I'm available for Hackamania. Imagine. We'll never have these guys or Chad or Kevin. First of all, we don't need them. Second of all, we can't afford them. Chad's too expensive. Bob demands a fee up front. Slutter Butter, no problem. Member for 7 months. Beggy Monster sounds like Brian Callen. Is that true? The Beggy Monster sounds like Brian Callen. Let's see.
Patrick, any poor loser can run up their credit card. If they want the honor of dinner with US, tell them to show up at the Bellagio with $5,000 in cash and no plane ticket home.
It's a good point. Maybe we make it $1,000. Maybe we make it $5,000.
Aaron got the boobs in the divorce settlement.
Aaron got the boobs. Aaron got the boobs.
Mm-hmm. You guys have been being really nice to each other this week. I mean, evening show has been a lot nicer to the morning show.
Where do they get together? Guys, the evening show has been so nice to the morning. What? We're trying to get the last act that we're working on. I should put it out there to try to make it happen so everybody can put pressure. We're trying to get Kumia to come. We're trying to get Kumia to come out and do a live show, not just be on WATP. We want Kumia to come out and do a live show because everybody loves Kumia. And then the pedo rumors will really get going.
And I have to credit you guys. You're incredible. All's Fair in Love and War is in first at $340, and I think 320 of that was last night.
Watch the chat. Watch the chat.
So thank you so much. And then the morning show audience did you guys a solid today. They got you, I think, like $35-$40 in. What are we tonight? What's the number? 165?
You're really entitled when you think you have to like every act at the thing.
Yeah, that's like a bunch of twos, threes, fours, and fives on
it. It's like shit shows. Like, that's a big mistake. I'll run the event. Thanks, shit show. I got it. You have one person there that people don't like, and they start going like, ugh, Carl's going to be there? Yeah, I wouldn't come then. You know, you're allowed to just not watch one of the shows if you don't enjoy it. There'll be plenty of other shit to do. You're like, I like seven of the shows, but the eighth one I'm not into. So probably gonna skip. Oh man, we thought you were really gonna come. Fuck, is that a deal breaker? We're having someone you don't like?
Honestly, for the next 2 hours. It's
Shane's like my optics guy. He's like my marketing person. That's going to be a big mistake, man. Yeah, it could tank the brand. But who knows what people will say.
165 is just a consistent stream of twos and fives, and we'll knock that out. Like the 2-4 poker table. So thank you guys very much. Very nice. Final evening.
Hold on. I love when he compares a stream of fives, first of all. He's so obsessed with how he gets the money.
For the next 2 hours. It's like 165 is just a consistent stream of twos and fives, and we'll knock that out. Like the 2-4 poker table.
165, guys, we can knock that out with just a consistent stream of twos and fives, huh? What do you say? Can we get some twos and fives going? I'm sorry, I don't have that many in my drawer. Could I get 4 tens and a 2 fives for this 50? The Begging Monster says, well, you have security. Aaron might show up and beat you up for having April at the event. We don't have to worry about security where we're going to be, I'm telling you. It's a casino, and there will be security. There will be security. The venue had security. Yeah, fuck around and find out. Tim Bollinger, hide tickets for the high roller dinner inside Cardiff's kids' paintings. Well, that's a good idea. Like golden tickets. So Thorough Joe Burrow says, I'll be holding poor dinner at White Castle. I'll buy your 30 sack if you can eat it in half an hour. I could do that. I could eat 30 castles.
So thank you guys very much. Very nice. Final evening goal of the week. To call it a perfect set of evening shows, we were able to.
Now, we all remember Monday night evening show, he had a problem. Tuesday night evening show, he had a problem. The gaslighting here is insane. Tuesday morning, he broke down literally in, as if we forget, tears, crying into his hands. Remember that? We'll be showing it on this little piggy tomorrow. That was about the previous night show not hitting the goals, $90. Now he's telling you it's been a perfect week of night shows. I you can't make this up.
To take out Monday's loss.
Oh. If he makes up Monday's loss, then it's a perfect week of shows. Got it. Okay, I'm just making sure.
So thank you guys very much. Very nice. Final evening goal of the week, to call it a perfect set of evening shows. We were able to take out Monday's loss, take out this morning. Thank you guys. So, so much. So we've got a lot to talk about. Should we start? What do you think? Do you want to? We should start with
he wasn't crying. He was rubbing his eyes. Agree to disagree. We'll watch it back tomorrow.
For today, I had the big court date today. I just feel bad because so many people are going to be so disappointed by this. Like we're not.
Again, I don't know what you think we do. I know you think we all write fan fiction all day. We're here to watch. Whatever happens, happens. I mean, I made no big deal out of Nick's court date last week because we didn't learn anything and we don't know what's going to happen. No, I'm not making a big deal out of your court date. You told us nothing was going to happen. Everybody lowered their expectations, but now you're going to fight an invisible enemy again. Here we go. Nobody's upset, but here goes Aaron.
You can go into it, but like if you're expecting a 15, 20-minute Stalin clip, or Alyssa clip. I feel bad when I mention Clippers by name now because I'm going to leave one out. And I like them all. Even the ones that don't like me. If they put clips of my show up there, it's just more eyeballs on Steel Toe. So I appreciate that. There's nothing personal. I had somebody write me today and they were all upset with me.
Okay, now this is Granny. We know now this is Granny. Granny and I don't think have ever talked. I think he did call it because he sounds like Jared, the Subway guy. He sounds like our old listener, Jared, who's passed. But Granny and I don't know each other. We've never really discussed anything. I don't have a specific memory about anything. We've never organized or conspired to. And I actually wish people would stop arguing with all these idiots. And I can't imagine someone reaching out to Aaron on my behalf. Like, hey man, you should lay off Melton. He'll find out. He'll find out.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep doing my show my way and you don't have to like the things I say. And they're like, don't change the narrative on me. I'm like, I'm not changing the narrative. You came to me angry about something I said. I told you why I said it.
Like, by the way, if you're going to misrepresent the conversation, why not just show the DMs? Because I doubt this is how it happened. And then he started flipping out, you're changing the narrative. And I was like, okay, calm down. All right, show the DMs then, if it's the way it happened.
Like, if you go to someone, here's the thing. Here's a bullshit move. If someone criticizes you and then you, like, DM them and are like, well, here's what you don't understand. It's actually like this. Like, no offense to Nick, but he does that. And, like, me, I don't have time. That's just weird. That's weird behavior.
Aaron doesn't have time for people to try to tell you how it is.
But like if someone else writes to you and then you go, well, here's why I did that. And then they just keep bombarding you with messages. It's like, I'm not trying to spin you, dude. Like I didn't, that's like someone coming into your house and yelling at you about how your dishes are put away. And I'm like, motherfucker, that's how I put away my dishes. Like that's.
Yeah, we're making fun of it. Right. Not since Louis J. Gomez have I seen a guy make a bigger ass of themselves. We're making fun of fridge magnets. And Louis J. Gomez took a picture of all his fucking fridge magnets from every state he's visited like a fucking girl, like a fat, bored housewife. What else do you do, Louis? Puzzles? And then he tried to explain it to the internet when we all made fun of his magnets. And he was like, no, you don't understand. I get one everywhere I go so I can remember. Yeah, I know. We think that's gay. I know. We know why you do it. Explaining it makes it gayer. No, you don't get it. It's because when I go somewhere, I like to have a memory. Okay, Puerto Rican rattlesnake. Hey, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, show me your magnet collection. Fag! Clip it. No, you guys don't understand. That's how I do my dishes. Yeah, we know. We're making fun of that. It's like going into a guy's house and being like, oh, that's how you put your dishes up? Dude, it's like how I put my dishes up. We know. We think it's dumb. We're making fun of the way you do it. Right. We think what you do is dumb.
This VIP dinner is going to be tits. The steak you get at the strip club is primo. Don't worry.
Oh, shit.
I gotcha. I know the chef. He did a stint with me at Pinellas County Correctional. Solid dude. Lent me a ciggy or two. Anyway, this steak, delish.
I'll heat up the air fryer. Anybody seen my strainer?
I just, like, imagine a dude packing up his apartment to move, and you're like, let me get my magnets. Yeah, we're making fun of it. There's no, yeah, we think magnets are gay. You're a dude with a magnet collection? Don't come near my cock. Don't come near my cock. No, you don't understand. I get one every time I go to a new place. Get a journal. Hello, kitty. Get a journal. No, you don't get it. We get it. We get it. We think that's dumb. You don't remember Oregon? You need a magnet? Shit.
What are you doing here? And they're like, quit trying to change the narrative on your dishes. I'm like,
what do? Walk in there every time you get a drink and just stare at your fridge like, Kansas was good. Kansas was cool, 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 cool. Look at this Texas one. It's shaped like an oil derrick. Because Texas.
They're my dishes. My narrative is the only one that matters on my fucking dishes.
That's not true. That's not true. Ask Addicted to Profit. And by the way, we wouldn't know how his dishes were stacked if he had cabinets. That's a fact.
Now, if I go into your house and I start shitting on your dishes, you got yourself a different story.
Oh.
But when it comes to what happened today, I mean, I'm sorry to Alyssa Clips. I'm sorry to Stalin.
So again, he's made up, just to be clear of how Aaron does things, he makes up enemies, then makes up fights, and then declares himself the winner. Alyssa Clips isn't here. Stalin 19's not here. Sorry I didn't give you a clip, guys. I know you wanted it. I know you're seething over there. You all wanted there to be court news, and you wanted there to be clips, but there's not. I got you again. Win for the time. No, you're making all this up. This is all made up.
They're the ones who do the most clipping of Steel Toe, I think, don't they? Doom does a good job. I would say Doom, Stalin, Alyssa Clips, Will Heron. Would those be the top four Steel Toe clippers?
How do you do these raids? The NPC show and their viewers just joined. No, we don't want NPCs. I don't know how that works. That said, NPC show and its viewers just joined. Say hello. And you're supposed to be like, hello. It's like, I don't know who that is.
I don't know. Some weeks it can be my lost interest. But I think when it comes to, you know, talking about the court thing today, I gave fair warning. This is kind of like that thing I always talk about where I set people up for what it's going to be. And then it ends up being that. And then they get mad that it wasn't more than that.
Who's mad? The people you just made up that were mad? Alyssa Clips? Sorry, Alyssa Clips. I don't know why you guys are mad. They all get mad. See, I tell you, and then you get mad. It's like,
And then they yell at me, and I'm like, I wasn't lying.
They yell at me. Who yelled at you? Who? He's literally making up a fight. So he feels better about winning it. It didn't happen. It cannot be underestimated how insane this is to do. Everything he's saying didn't happen. Like, what in the actual fuck?
I told you. Like, I told you what it was going to. People are like, no, but you're lying. I'm like, no, I clearly wasn't. That's exactly what it was. You create a world you want to live in, and then you project that onto me, and then when it becomes exactly what I told you it was, it's a wild place. It's why I always say you got to go touch grass, and you got to go just live a real life, because otherwise internet world will just, like, consume you. And these people are fucking crazy. So court today was this. My lawyer came in. He said, we're going to have a 2 months. Yeah, Root says Aaron is playing 4D chess, right? Aaron couldn't be playing more 1D chess. Like, I'm Forrest Gump running Aaron, through a pot.
Aaron couldn't be playing more 1D chess.
Pile of dog shit. And everyone thinks it's like some 4D move. I'm like, no, it happens sometimes. So, like, today, here was my court experience. My lawyer and I get together, and he said, boy, just more crazy shit from the other side. Not the lawyers or the attorneys, the prosecutors, but, like, other people. Like, other people just keep doing wild, crazy shit for my...
We do? We do?
For our investigators to look into.
Okay. So he keeps going, people keep doing more crazy shit for our investigators to look into. It makes me think every time I confess something that he's having investigators look into it. And then we start thinking, like, fuck, how much money is he spending? You know, like a lawyer, an investigator, hours and hours and hours and hours. And Aaron lets it slip somewhere in here that No. His lawyer and investigator do not bill hourly. It was just a flat cost and it's done. Even though the court case is dragging out and it's more and more to investigate, the flat cost right up front. It's all he got an all you can investigate lawyer, which are the good ones. I really gotta find an attorney that bills like that. It sounds awesome. No matter what happens.
I always talk about whatever is in my head. I try to splice it with reality, but if the reality doesn't work, I just get rid of that part.
No matter what happens, we'll investigate things ad nauseum forever. Even if the other side keeps doing other stuff, we'll keep investigating and we'll see this through to the end for your $1,200 upfront retainer.
I have to carefully arrange my dishes, you know, because my arms aren't exactly graceful. They flap around like a mascot in a used car lot. And yes, before you ask, those are my Grammy's heirlooms. My including a few charming little Nazi artifacts from Germany. So forgive me, honey. If I take a bit longer, I'm not casually tossing them around like someone who can move their limbs properly.
Thanks for the super sticker, FKA. The Ghetto Basement sees the day. Says courts using this opportunity. Cancel culture, Nick.
How about this? We get another whiteboard for the top four Clippers of the week.
Not Cupcakes gifting another 10 members. 43 memberships today, and this guy just keeps them coming. There's so many. I'm going to gain so much fucking weight from these fucking cupcakes. Okay, sorry. What?
And it just keeps coming in, and there's so much shit. We don't have our full investigator report yet, and that's something that's very important.
We need our full investigator report. We're waiting on our investigator report.
And we're like, we're going to ask for a 2-month continuance.
Right.
We did, and everyone was fine with it. And it's apparently, it's my first time through this whole process. This is a completely normal thing.
Totally.
And so, end of January, we'll pick it back up again.
How is that 60 days? End of January doesn't seem like 60 days from December 11th, but it's been a minute since I've looked at a calendar and really counted the squares.
Like I said, as happy as...
This is insane. Okay, again, Aaron is in trouble. Aaron is facing felony charges for sending nudes of a woman to another person without his consent live on his show, allegedly. That's what he's done. That's what he's alleged to have done. He's alleged to have sent a woman's nudes out and violated her privacy and discretion, okay? That's what happened. Now listen to what Aaron says about that experience thus far. Now again, a normal person would go, I fucked up, that's embarrassing, I could see how that hurt somebody, I shouldn't have done that. I take it back. Now, he told the cops, I don't remember doing that. I don't think I ever had any nudes of Kayla. I don't know what you're talking about. That's what, again, this is, it all happened live. It's hard to deny, but Aaron lied to the police and told him he had no memory of that, and he's not even sure he ever had nudes. But this is his takeaways so far from being charged with a felony of again, a crime with a real victim.
Like I said, I'm pretty, I mean, as happy as you can be in the situation I'm in with the.
He's happy about it. It's going pretty good.
The way things are going, there's just, I don't want to get anybody's hopes up. I don't want to get, like.
Aaron thinks getting off for doing this to someone is good. But he doesn't want to get your hopes up. He thinks he's going to get away with it. But he doesn't want to get anybody's hopes up. Again, it's just the wrong language. It's a little tone deaf for what's happened here. No contrition. No remorse. He doesn't want to speak too soon, but he's getting a little excited that he might get away with this.
The fan fiction around this in general, when I go on Twitter and stuff, is crazy enough. And I'm like, should I write anything or should I say anything? And I'm like, no, don't say anything. Don't write anything. That's like my position on the internet has always been, let people run with what they want to run with. That's
always been his position about the internet. Except when he told all of us, including Citizen M, that we better stop talking about April doing drugs, because that's not true and that might hurt her for life. Meanwhile, he was running around with April doing drugs. Got it. And when you physically assaulted her multiple times during your marriage, according to her, and your former wife, your first wife, didn't seem that surprised by it. Both of them called you a monster and talked about how there was no satiating you and you were such a narcissist, you would never be happy. You're commanding and controlling. You banned anybody who brought that up, right? The internet's not allowed to run with those theories, huh? But that's always been your position. Anything's allowed to be thought by the internet except true stuff about you that reveals what a fucking nightmare human being you are. Correct? Right?
It's like part of their fun, right?
Got it.
Let them have their theories.
Sure.
So I just went in today. He said, we're going to ask for 60 days. We got 60 days. Now we wait. because, okay. So what happened was,
see what happened.
And I'll give you the most I can, because I don't want to give people things that are going to get people's hopes up. I don't want to give people
hopes.
People things that are going to make people read too much into things, but I also, you know, want to keep them up to, I feel like this has been very public, so I want to keep them up to breast is up to breast. Abreast. I want to keep them abreast of what's going on as much as I can. There is an investigator's report that's coming out. But more fucking info keeps coming in because certain people keep doing crazy fucking shit. And as they keep doing crazy shit, the investigator's like, all right, now I got to dig into this. Now I got to look into this. Now I got to see that. So it's,
now I got to look into this. Now I got to look into that. Now I got to go see this. And this is all free. I feel bad that Aaron got a flat rate for all this. The investigator's work just keeps piling up and he's doing it all for free.
It's really out of our control. People keep doing wild shit, and when they do wild shit that could help your case, you have to investigate it so you know what's up. So our investigator's doing that. There's also the possibility, the other reason why we need 60 more days is because there is a, how do I say this? There's a pretty common belief amongst multiple people that there are charges coming in a different case that could tangentially benefit our case.
So a lot of people are theorizing what he means by this. And the cocaine stuff should have no bearing on this. So we assume he's talking about the Melton Riceta hacking. Now, why would... Let's just assume that the police are good at what they do. I don't think they are. I don't think they ever solve any crimes. They're not smart. They can't do stuff. They're not good at it. And I have no problem taunting them to their face. But let's say they ever do figure out that Nick and I hacked into Aaron's account and we have the zip file of all the nudes and we've been reading all the privileged emails between the lawyer. They'll never figure it out, but let's say they do. Let's say they ever get their shit together enough to put two and two together to see what we've been up to and get our hacking stuff. Why would that mean you have less of a punishment for sharing nudes with someone without their... Why would one have a bearing on the other? Now, I get it. Look, I ignored all the emails about your case and the voicemails and stuff. I didn't even listen to those ones. Because that shit's boring to me. I'm not really interested in your Kayla case. So I certainly didn't listen to those. Now, Nick might have listened to them and played them to Kayla. I'm not sure. It's not like we sat there and looked over each other's shoulder while we hacked you and decided what to listen to and what not to listen to. But I didn't read the lawyer emails and I skipped all those. But Nick might have. And then again, if we got all your lawyer correspondence and messages about the Kayla case, why would that have an impact on what happens? You know, that would be a separate case. We'd be charged for that. That would be a whole separate... That's the RICO charges that are coming, where we're all going to be jailed up about it, right? Dusty says, I needs one of them buffet lawyers. True, true, true. Joseph Amatz, does Aaron think a retainer is a flat fee? If so, he's going to shit when that bill comes in. That's what I'm asking. He says here in a minute, because one of the people in the chat goes like, hold on, so Melton just keeps admitting stuff and it makes more work for your investigator and he's telling you none of it's real. But you have to investigate it? That's retarded. Nobody hacked you over here, okay? I've literally never hacked Aaron. But he thinks, no, we have to keep postponing the case to investigate stuff, but it's free. I got a free, not only a lawyer, a free private investigator. Oh, no. Season A, pushed it down the road. 60 days does not equal not guilty. We're waiting for the report.
My lawyer doesn't get paid until I win my settlement. And to think his name was just there on the side of a bus.
Mike Boudet with $100.
Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
Everything he says may have indeed happened. The concepts of how the universe work are evolving and reality may not be as static as we think. Particle physics is teaching us that alternate realities to our own, like Aaron's, may be just as real as ours. The horror. So all this time when Oprah told us to stand in our truth, you're telling me there may be some sort of quantum mechanical reasoning behind that, and Oprah's a genius? Hit the like button! I can't take it if that's real, even remotely. Aaron's Pimp Hand member for 15 months. If I were a man with milkers like that, I wouldn't sit that way. The side profile really, that's why I don't bring these puppies out. Oh, hold on. You can't see him. You can't see him. That's why I don't bring these bangers out. Look at that meat. Go, go, go. Jesus Christ. I could make a man jizz all over my chest hair in 30. You wouldn't last. You couldn't last. 7dub7. Thank you for the 10. Nobody Likes Onions gifted memberships. We're at 53 memberships today. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That'll buy one person a dinner at the High Roller Buffet.
That we have to wait for as well. So 60 days, everything should be settled. We should have an... I mean, unless people keep doing retarded shit.
People weren't ready for me to bang my breasts together. They were not ready for that. Too early, Melton, they said.
Like 60 days. Because we didn't even get an offer today. There was no settlement conference today. It wasn't like we went in there, we sat down, we hammered out a deal. Like, we've heard nothing yet.
This is Aaron's favorite position, by the way. It's like, Christ, I've done nothing. I've heard nothing.
And we're not going to hear anything until late January.
Whoa, buddy. Yeah, FPPP yell at me about my tits. Whoa, buddy. Put your tits away, buddy. Whoa.
And like I said, I'm pretty happy with the way things are.
I call them my Darvo danglers.
My attorney talked with the prosecutor. Everyone seems... It just... like I'll say this. From the very beginning of this whole thing, it's been very businesslike. I haven't said... there's been no animosity.
Why would... this is what's wild. And this gives me flashbacks to Ray-level retardation. Ray goes live and tells everybody that Pat Dixon has a shady history with women and he's a bad guy with women or something. And then Pat Dixon's like, what the fuck, Ray? And then Ray goes live and just goes, I'm not mad at Pat. I'm not mad at Pat. Why would you be mad? Pat's mad at you. Pat has a problem with you. You're the one with the infraction. You're the one who did something wrong. Aaron says this constantly. I have no animosity. There's no animosity over here. Why would there be? You're the fucking rapist. You're the bad guy. You're the one who did the felonious bad thing. Hello? He does this a lot. I constantly says it. Like just reiterating his pleasant court experience. It's so weird.
Prosecutor, everyone seems... It just, like, I'm pretty happy with the way things are. My attorney talked with the prosecutor. Everyone seems, it just, like, I'll say this. From the very beginning of this whole thing, it's been very businesslike.
It's been very businesslike because it is. These are attorneys and prosecutors and court clerks. Oh, my. It's a serious procedure. Your takeaway from it, it's been very business-like. Yeah, there's no emotion involved. You did something wrong, you're going to get punished for it. I'm really surprised at how cold and business-like it's been. You mean they don't offer you a Celsius when you show up for committing a felony?
I haven't said, there's been no animosity on either side.
Like, what do you think would happen? You think the judge is going to be like, how could you send a naked picture of a girl? You piece of shit. Fuck. This guy sent a fucking nude of a girl. What a piece of shit. This guy's a fucking asshole. We're going to throw the book at you, you piece of shit. How does he plead? Get him in here. What are we going to do? We're going to recess for 60 days. All right, you piece of shit. You're lucky, you motherfucker. Texted nudes of women. Get him out of my courtroom. What do you think it's going to be like? Idiocracy? People are going to throw cans at you? Look, there's been nobody's spit on me. It's been very, very businesslike. Yeah, it's a serious thing. Like, no, I'm like, everyone wears a suit and they like speak in even tones. It's everyone's been really, really cool. Yeah, it's not 300. We don't throw you in a fucking a pit.
There's been no, like, you know, shit like...
There's been no... Why would there be... What? You watch movies all the time. What courtroom do they... And again, he's so creative, he can't even think of anything that's...
No animosity on either side. There's been no, like, you know, shit like...
And again, why would there be animosity from your side? You're the guy who sent a woman's nudes without her permission. Why would there be animosity on your side? Are you a dipshit?
That
QQ, Your Honor, is he a dipshit?
It's all been, I can't complain. It's as pleasant as this kind of thing can be. It's
as pleasant as being charged with a felony sex crime can be.
Been as pleasant as possible.
Yeah, like they don't.
So.
Luigi Mangione isn't getting either. That's not how court works. Dude, I'm pretty surprised at how businesslike everyone's been.
60 days. We didn't sit down. We didn't discuss anything. We sat down. Judge still really pissed about the streaming thing, about Ralph's thing.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You're telling me you went in there and the judge was like, and by the way, this has nothing to do with today, but I got to tell you, I'm still pissed at that Ethan Ralph. If you see him around the internet, you let him know. Black Bart's looking for him. What? Apropos of nothing the judge brought up, I'm still mad at the Which is it? Is everyone super businesslike or is the judge still mad? Nobody had any animosity. The judge is mad. Which, whoa. Do you know what animosity means?
Judge and prosecutor, and of course we weren't happy with it either, but our opinion doesn't fucking matter. I can't remember if it was the prosecutor or the judge who said, hey, let's mute the fucking Zoom thing because we're not fucking with that again. Apparently that caused the prosecutor's office to have a lot more work than they wanted to do, and they were not thrilled.
Ah, we give a fuck. You send the prosecutor's office a basket of muffins on us. Sorry about that.
Put it this way. The prosecutor's office did seem very unhappy that they had to deal with Ethan fucking
Imagine
Ralph.
If courtrooms in the United States allowed anybody anywhere to watch anything they fucking wanted because it's due process and open to the public. Hello? It's our fault that they can't figure out how to mute Ian Hawke? It's like, imagine getting in trouble for watching court.
They were not pleased. And I think that's maybe why.
Probably.
I think that's probably why they've been so like everything's been so professional between all of us. Cause I think they've
right. Usually it's not professional. This guy's a fucking idiot.
They've had to deal with, you know, they had to deal with all that bullshit and who wants to. I don't blame them, you know?
Dear prosecutor, sorry about the extra work. Enjoy this coupon to Red Lobster where you and your children can enjoy Cheddar Bay biscuits on me. Sorry again.
Oh, it was, can we mute the Zoom thing? Okay, cool.
We need the buttering.
We ask for the 60-day continuance. Nobody has a problem with it. It's totally cool. And now we're doing that.
He tells stories in the most banal way. Like he thinks like little dumb things are like worthy of segments. It's just like, they said, like our guy said, we're not ready. The judge said, do you want a continuance? My lawyer said, we would love a continuance. They said, okay, fine, a continuance. No one had a problem with it, and then we're doing a continuance. It's like, well, that could have been half a sentence.
That's it. I wish I had something more exciting. I know Meow Meow is in the chat going, are you buying any of this shit? There's nothing to buy.
How many times in one show can a guy go, I don't look, he's hiding something. He's hiding something.
There's nothing to buy. This wasn't, like, I'm not coming out of this going, this is fucking great. This is awesome. Or, oh my God, this is shitty. This is awful. Literally nothing. It's whatever it was a week ago is exactly what it is now. It's the same exact thing.
Then yeah. Why are you spending all day on it? Then why are you making half a show out of it?
Osteo Synthesizer says it's a continuance. It's pretty common. That's it. You know, I see a lot of people have these conspiracy theories. They're like, they're getting the charges dropped and they're blah, blah, blah. We did. Again, we didn't even talk to each other. There was no we're just not there. We've got an investigator's report that's coming up.
When is that due?
Excited about that.
You're excited? You're excited to find out how deep in your asshole I was? Fucking weird. I'd be terrified. I'm not even kidding. I'd be terrified. People keep using that as if it's some sort of threat or something. If a guy leaked out screenshots that only I know are my fucking browser history, I'd be shitting myself. I'd be shitting myself. You're excited to see how far up your ass Nick crawled? I wouldn't be.
Obviously, that's kind of like our big counterpunch. And then, again, there's rumors of charges, and we'd like to, and we feel that it kind of tangentially pertains to what we're doing, so we'd like to see what happens with that as well. And nobody had a problem with it, so on we go. That's what happened today. Doom Clone says nothing burger. Bingo.
Right. Yeah. Doom Clone gets it.
Like, hey, Doom Clone.
I just like how he talks to him like that's his name. Hey, listen, Doom Clone. Hey, tell me this, Doom Clone. You tell me when I'm telling, like, Doom. Doom Clone. Hey, Doom Clone. Oh, God. A Doom Clone. A Doom Clone. A Doom Clone.
Help me out, buddy. What did I say it would be this morning? What did I say to... I'm going to wait for Doom Clone because I trust him. He's a good narrator.
He's a good egg. He's a good narrator. Anybody ever heard Doom Clone talk?
Doom Clone, what did I say it would be this morning?
So somebody said that to Freeze Frame. A Doom Clone! A Doom Clone!
What did I say to expect this morning from today's hearing? What did I tell you?
We'll wait. This is his show. How shall this translate if he ever gets tapped to go back on radio? What does he think he'll be able to...
One Kramer, oh, no. Two Kramer, no. Three Kramer, four Kramer, five Kramer, six Kramer, seven Kramer, eight Kramer, nine Kramer, 10 Kramer, 11 Kramer, 12 Kramer.
It's 50 if you're wondering.
14 Kramer, 15 Kramer, 16 Kramer, 17 Kramer, 18 Kramer, 19 Kramer, 20 Kramer, 21 Kramer, 20 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 Kramer, 29 Kramer, 30 Kramer, 8 Kramer, 10 Kramer, 13 Kramer, 14 Kramer, Fritzem Kramer, Tritze Kramer, Tritze Kramer, Tritze Kramer, Tritze Kramer. Kramer, Forte Kramer, 41 Kramer, 42 Kramer, 43 Kramer, 44 Kramer, 45 Kramer, 46 Kramer, 47 Kramer, 48 Kramer, 49 Kramer, 50 Kramer.
Hello,
man. Aaron is stacked.
Hey, you're not on until I say hello, so I don't know who you're talking to. Hold on,
man.
Hey, no one's heard a word you've said. Hello, now you're on.
Okay, man.
Hey, do you know how phones work? You know how phones work?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know,
you sir. Weren't on, so you weren't contributing to the bit.
Okay.
So hi. Now what?
Hi, how you doing, man? So what I was thinking, man, this real quick, couple quick things about Aaron. He hasn't paid attention on the playground, right, to learn how to win an argument. He always walked away lying to himself, thinking he won. And, you know, he kind of was always that kid that everybody else learned from. And then when he had his kids, he didn't watch them enough to even see how they evolved, to see how kids can grow and, you know, not be that cringy guy who everybody is like, that's the one I don't want to be like, so I'll just shut up or, you know, not argue. So, like, you could tell he didn't learn as a kid, and he doesn't pay attention to shit around him, man. He just sponges up stuff, like you say, and squishes it out into the world. Ugh.
There's,
you know, he's spraying Nick. He's spraying Nick everywhere.
Jesus Christ. Thank you. He's he definitely knows he's a giant loser. There's no way Aaron doesn't know what he is.
I'm 50 Kramer.
I'm sorry?
I'm 50 Kramer.
Silence, do good. I think he thinks this hacking will weaken their intent to bring him charges, showing retaliation, even though it doesn't matter he committed a crime. Yeah, I don't understand how it would have any bearing at all. Okay, we hacked the fuck out of you. What does that have to do with your crime? And we really hacked the fuck out of you. Fred Robinson, did Aaron's lawyers use the cry and beg technique patented by the Moobster? It's been 100% proven to work. Yeah, my goal, Your Honor, is not to go to jail. We're not going to jail away from today, Your Honor. What say you? I need to get off completely on this away from today.
I'm waiting for Doom. I don't care what the rest of you say. If Doom's busy, we wait for Doom.
Now, again, anyone Aaron's calling out or talking to like this should be wary. This is a warning that Aaron thinks he can manipulate you or has you in his pocket. He does this to everybody. He tries to get on his side. By the way, I get Stalin19, I think, was saying on Twitter that Aaron blocked him because, you know, he told Stalin19, like, I give all clippers $5. If I use your clip, you get $5. I believe that's fair. Stalin19's been trying to get his $5. Aaron won't answer him. Aaron's got him blocked or something. So there's no way to get in touch.
Look, I talked to the judge personally while we watched Monday Night Raw. Oh, no. And no, that wasn't someone else banging, slapping. He said continuance are never granted in court. But because he is a huge fan of the show from back in the radio days, he would do it this time. The other side is so crazy, and the judge just can't believe it. We're looking as good as we can look in this.
Yeah. I, too, look good.
Please take your shirt off so my investigator can look for nudes for reasons.
Oh, no.
Let's go ahead and see.
Hold on. I've got my investigator looking into their burner phones now. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And this is all free.
You know what would be really funny? If Doom just decided to sit at his computer and stare like this and go,
I bet this gay F-word Kramer can't pay for 24 hours.
24 hours of Kramer? What's the highest you could go up to?
Wonder how long he'll wait.
There's a character limit. There's got to be some like hard character limit in the system.
Doom Clone says, you were right. You said it wasn't going to be much. And, you know, I'll be honest, it's less than what I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be not much more, but a little more. It was even less than that.
He's never, and again, you know, I guess because it's pending the same way. I guess he understands now why he can't admit guilt and be contrite. Because it's an ongoing case. It's an ongoing case. So he had to lie. Remember when he said, I don't think I ever had nude tequila. This was on the police report. He said, I don't have any memory of doing that. No. When questioned, he had no idea what the cop was talking about. Then they showed him a video of him doing it. And he was like, I think I was sending him a coupon code for batteries or something.
Just, hey, nothing's ready. Let's just wait another 60 days.
That's why Nick's got to be all like, cocaine? Never heard of her. Cocaine? I don't even know. What cocaine? They found cocaine in a safe? Where? I haven't seen no safe. What safe? When? Safe? Where was it? Bedroom? What bedroom? I'm not even sure my house has a bedroom. I don't remember a bedroom in my house. Closet? Now I know you're lying. Okay. Cocaine. No. All right. We'll see. Give me back my kids.
That's all. Snowcat Tish, without reading that out loud for everyone. Yeah, that's
right. I think I remember Aaron doing some cocaine and leaving a lot of cocaine over here. But other than that, I don't really...
That's exactly one of the things we're waiting on.
Where is this fridge? It's one of the things I'm waiting on.
Is to figure out what the official report is on that. And if that was violated, then yes, that's something that we do need to bring up. That would be a point of concern for us.
Why?
That is something that we would object to quite severely. So no changes. Nothing's, like I said, whatever it was last week, that's what it is right now. So I know there's a lot of people online, they're theorizing, they're going, Aaron's going to get everything dropped, Aaron's going to get this. If that's the case, let me say this. If that's the case, you know a hell of a lot more than I know.
I don't want to get anybody's hopes up, but I might get away with sending out a woman's nudes against her will. Huh? I don't want to speak too soon, but I might not get punished at all for that. We're waiting to see if the police can verify that I jerk off to kids. Right, Aaron? Right? The police are trying to verify if Aaron's search history confirms that reading about children gets him so excited he has to jerk off to cuck porn. Once we verify that, then we'll get to your felony revenge porn charge, right? Investigators are looking into whether or not you jerked to MILF porn. Got it.
So I don't believe that's the case right now. Numero uno, Josh Denny fan says, fucking Denny, always going live. Against the toe. What the fuck? Turtle Steel Shell, that specifically would be involved in criminal charges, but that particular act wouldn't have any.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find the chat he's reading. Who's he talking to?
The impact on what I'm doing. Thank you very much. Funeral director. Numero uno, Josh Denny fan says, fucking Denny, always going live. Against the toe. What the fuck? Turtle Steel Shell, that specifically would be involved in criminal charges, but that particular act wouldn't have any impact on what I'm doing. Thank you very much.
Shell.
Funeral director. Oh no, I lost it. Where'd it go? Funeral director with $2 goes, so you plead guilty and have to serve 60? Dang, bro. No. No, we got a 60-day.
No, you're confused. That's not what's happened.
One cowhead, two cowhead. Three cowhead, four cowhead, five cowhead.
Gotcha, bitch. Continuance. If I was serving 60, I wouldn't be here. This is not my setup from the jail. Las Tejas says, your lawyer is... No. It's not like an hourly thing.
There it is. Someone said your lawyer's going to charge you a fortune. And Aaron said, no. It's not an hourly thing. What? The other side keeps fucking up and making more work for my investigator. My investigator's got to do all this extra work. We need 60 more days to investigate. But it's not going to cost anymore because it's not an hourly thing. What attorney is this?
Says your lawyer is... No. It's not like an hourly thing. It's just you establish a number and you throw that number in there. Not that it matters.
You just establish a number and you throw that number in there. What? Unless he's confusing a retainer, you know. Like if you were going to sue somebody for defamation, you might have to pay 10 grand up front for a retainer. And then the lawyer will dip into that for their work. And at some point when that gets exhausted, you may have to pay even more money in because they're, boy, if I know one thing, these lawyers, these 6-minute increments, ay.
Matters. It's not important, but I feel like I really do. I feel like I'm letting everyone down right now.
9999999999 Kramer. And now you're no, I Kramer. And I need 9999 Kramer. No, 999.
You count down, that way they know how many there are to begin with. That help.
No, it's a scrammer.
Can you imagine? The Beggy Monster says his lawyer had explained to him the other day, other cases have no bearing on this, but Toe is hard-headed that he just made his lawyer ask for more time.
I want to apologize for my call. The bung rip did not mix well with all the Kramer, and I panicked and began to panic too. Here's poor money's big sucks.
That was you? Yeah, I just like, you're not even faded up until I say hello. Like, so I had no idea you were talking, and then I can't stop you. And then you're like, I was helping.
But I'm not going to make anything. I'm not going to come out and, you know, do that weak paces shit where I go, it was a good day, or it was crazy awesome, or, oh, I'm just really sad. It wasn't really much of anything. And I know that this is a gossipy group. I know this is a group that really wants their info and they want it now. And I'm the source.
Guys, I know I'm the hero. Everybody wants to know from me how much trouble is Kayla in this time. I know. Look, guys, do I think we're going to make Kayla look stupid? Yes. Do I think we're going to get away with this and make her seem like the bad person in all this? Of course. I don't want to speak yet. I don't want to get anybody's hopes up, but Kayla's going to look like a dumb bitch when this is over.
I have nothing for you. That's it. Snowcat Tish says, you're not streaming from prison right now with a giant green screen? If it was 60 days, it would be the county jail. It would not be the prison. That's number one. The prison is for 365 days or more. The county jail would be 364 days or less. Bapa Shab writes, court is fun, Aaron Imholte. That's not what I said.
You did say that. You did say that. When you got arrested and went up to the biggest guy there and gave him your juice box and read half a book that you said was good, even though you had no interest in going back and finishing it, you did say it was, everyone was so nice to you and you had fun and you were the best dressed guy in court. You got a star.
Didn't say court was fun. I said this whole experience has been as professional as I imagine it can be. I have no animosity towards anyone working.
Why would you have animosity?
Stop breaking the law, asshole!
Why would you have animosity for hurting a woman? You hurt a woman. You victimized a woman. We're not worried about your feeling. Are you okay? You got enough? Are those cuffs too tight?
And I think everyone has done a spectacular job.
I just want to applaud the Stearns County Court for how they've handled my mishandling of this woman. They've done a remarkable job of treating me very professional for the barbaric shit I did.
Everyone has conducted themselves very well, from judge to
Aaron's leaving a Yelp review for his felony crime. If you're going to commit a crime on air, I recommend you do it in Stearns County. They take care of you.
Prosecutor to defense attorney to even myself. I'll give myself credit. I show up.
Aaron's actually handling this really, really well.
Again.
Up, I shut my fucking mouth and I let everybody else talk. So that's about the extent of it for me. All right, so let's continue on with the show. Like I said, I feel like I'm letting everybody down.
Bonin and I are on the same page. He said for the Yelp. It feels like that.
And I apologize for letting everybody down, but...
What? You didn't let anyone down? Stop making shit up. You're not letting anyone down. This is gold. Fold. Rerun, his sideburns go to the top of his head. Yikes. Apar says, Toe doesn't care because the lawyer is paid via credit card. Yeah, it's a done deal.
Hello, Mr. Imholte. Let me tell you how our law firm charges. You give us $100 in the first hour, then give us another $100 before the next hour, and we don't ask you for more money.
Right.
It's the YC. Until the next hour, and then I'll beg you shamelessly until you give me another $100. Once I get all my money, I'll leave skid marks running out of the courthouse. Ugh. Suck my dick.
What can I tell you?
His lawyer should do that. Like, all right, I'm getting a little worried. Look, we will do some of the investigation on credit. But we are going to need to see 265 before the top of the trial.
That's all I have. Let's go to the chat. Let's see. Now let's get to the part where I see the questions from the audience and I have no answer for them and they get even more upset with me.
Now let's look at an Instagram picture of April's butt. What a whore. It's what I call the bottom of the second, wife.
Mr. Beat says, tell us the truth, damn it. Not only am I telling you the truth, there is no more truth to, like, even the truth is nothing.
Okay, let's move on with the show then. Let's do something else.
Because nothing has happened yet. We don't know what to say. Las Tejas Synthesizer says, Aaron 2024, fuck your court. No, that's not what I said. As a matter of fact, I believe I just said the opposite of that. And I said everyone's been incredibly professional. Oh, boy. Roots Calhoun says, if you throw Aaron at the wall, if he sticks, his arms are done. Thank you, Roots Calhoun.
Is Roots Calhoun one of the Aristocats? Dude, it's six funny guys. They're the funniest guys, dude. Hobo chimping out recipes. Dude, Roots Calhoun. Dude, Roots wrote a song.
He says, we have been here since the beginning, and I hope it's...
Roots Calhoun wrote a song to perform at the 10th anniversary party and then couldn't come like everybody else. And then never sent in the song. We never heard the song. The song just gets... lost to the ether. You know? Tiff came to Hackamania, had to leave. It was an emergency. It's not like we never got the cheese in the mail. It exists. Where's the song?
drags out as long as possible. Thanks. I appreciate that. Taste Fairy Ialto says the workhouse would be...
We're just watching a guy read chat about himself and enjoy Celsius. That's what we're watching.
The ideal for Aaron. Get some calluses on those soft hands. I have a couple. I have one right here. And that's it. It's not even on my jerking off hand either, so you can't accuse me of that. Rex Dart parody account says, can we settle this all on Judge Mathis already? I'm sorry. No, I don't think so. Jonesy the Cat says, not remarkably professional. I don't know what that means. Lost Chaos says, so Aaron, just between you, me.
Why would you read something you don't know what it means? It's not like a super chat you got to read. You know, like.
And the internet. You left your shit logged on that computer on purpose, didn't you? No, I didn't. You're saying I set the whole thing up. No, you have to.
I'm remarkably dumb.
Really think that someone's really fucking stupid to set something like that up. And I guess I underestimated stupidity. Aaron has calluses from sleep jacking raw. I don't think that's the case. So anyway, I'm sorry, guys. I wish I had more. It's all I've got. Welcome. It happened. You were at least that stupid. Oh, with the leaving the thing on. Brittany Boo enters the chat and goes, how did today go? How today went. Sentence. Jerking other guys off. Claro KC. Let's see. These are 165 away from today's goal. Thank you guys very much. Let's move on. Let's do a show. I'm sorry that I've disappointed
Hold
everyone.
On, they're saying,
I have no.
People are saying that Roots Calhoun does have a song. Patrick at NobodyLikesOnions.com. I'd love to hear this song, Roots. My name is Roots Calhoun. And I like to listen to the boot. I'm living in Minnesota, and I'm trying to get a root.
Big news for you today. It was in and out.
Because, like, root means fuck?
It was 5 minutes. The only thing that sucked was that there was a case before me. There was a felony DUI case before me. A guy was being sentenced.
Oh, they didn't give you your own slot? I can't believe they put all the cases back to back like that over in the court. The only thing that sucked is like there was a case before me. I got up to the courthouse and I was like, how long's the wait? And they were like 25 minutes. And they gave me one of those little things that vibrates when your table's ready. When the judge is ready.
For a felony. Like it wasn't even his first, but it was like a bad felony DUI.
We should have got there earlier. By the time we got there, like, the only seats that were available were on the patio.
And that went a little bit longer. Otherwise, I would have been out of there.
They said right before we got there, like, a group of, like a baseball team from a high school championship showed up. And they had to cook a bunch of omelets and milkshakes for the teens. But... I would have been, if we could have got seated right away and I would have got my order in like 10 minutes earlier, I would have been, probably could have got out of there.
Went a little bit longer. Otherwise, I would have been out of there.
I mean, usually like my normal court.
Like, honestly, parking lot to parking lot.
He's bragging about how fast it was to go update the judge on his felony. Dude, like, they should have a drive-through, honestly.
10, 15 minutes, but it took probably about 30 minutes because we had to wait for that one. All right.
There were people in line before me at the metal detectors. Otherwise, probably would have been, like, 10 minutes.
Let's dig into some stuff, shall we? Kloppogram, thank you for sending me this. I've been following this today, but I didn't have a link for this evening. It does look like Bill Bell.
Ah!
to the terms you're going to accept, and then I'll come back to the next head coach. You wrote a local news story in the Associated Press, the bones flop. So, I mean, hoodie sales for UNC are going to go through the roof. I'm a big shit that'll end up going Alabama, Georgia, Ohio. I mean, the easiest thing to watch. Triple Anders. Then they would just make a guy named Sion Danders. That would be his name. Roots Calhoun says, well, me and Nana Clams are owed hoodies. Send me your fucking info, asshole. I'll get you one.
He said that he had $1,500 in VIP merch to send out.
The county and the state apologized for the witch hunt. We've already scheduled a reunion for the new year. Bells will be ringing. Slam Piece is helping me stretch out my prison wallet.
Bells will be ringing. Is this Roots Calhoun's song? Oh, boy. Roots will be ringing. All right, let's see. Oh, no. April showers bring May flowers. This can't be the song you made for the 10th anniversary. Come on. Yo, yeah.
Old as fuck, man, that snow about to melt and you know what's up, pop the top on the Bronco and roll it up, already got me a little blind Dota cup, it's like, come on girl, you know you fine, you work it overtime, you got such a banging body, baby, be best to slow it down. I'm ballin' out, bring your girls out with you, we can all get down, on the road with lady like I'm all in now, get her off on the job while the boss around, just give me some more.
It's too bad it's not produced better, because the vocals are overshadowed by the music. Like, it needs to be mixed a little better, but it's pretty funny. But this isn't what, you didn't make this, Roots, for the 10th anniversary, if it's about April. April was long gone by then.
Poke a stool in both eyes, keep it straight with you, these flows of crow fly. I tie my own flies, take it fishing, make it mine in no time.
I'm dreaming of April, watching the snow. On one of the nights where to come down slow.
Okay, this is all making fun of her. This is all making, like, I'm convinced that all these mega fans, you know why I feel bad now? Because the same way I believe Aaron. Now, I'm not saying Roots Calhoun ain't a fan of Aaron. Every one of these fans of Aaron's is new boot goofing. Every one of these fans of Aaron is fucking with Aaron. There's no way this song is not fucking with Aaron. Now, you can say, like, oh, I'm just joshing. I'm just teasing him. We're just having fun. We're just... Yeah, Aaron's life is fucked, and that's what this song's about. No one is not making fun of Aaron. That's my theory. There's no one not making fun of Aaron. Roots says I was tripping on acid during my work. That's fine. It's fine. But I'm just convinced that everyone's fucking with Aaron. No one takes Aaron seriously.
So quiet and cold, it's so white that it glows. Got me wishing for spring so that life can grow. I'm dreaming of it.
Still so hot to the owner pair. I'm the man, baby, doll, and he don't compare. Little princess faggot, but no Bel Air. Better fresher than a breath of Minnesota air. Just breathe it all in. Bet you play this and he get all bent.
I said this to him. I love Steel Toe. Aaron's my boy. It's like, I'm not dumb. So, okay.
Little peacock and the diva go in. All y'all know Roots keep it on 10. I ain't talk what I don't.
Citizen M is a troll and a liar. So, just so everyone knows, that is a fact. Citizen M is 100% a lying troll.
Got the boat rock, homie, on blowing up your spot. I don't stop, sorry you ain't getting the joke. God is tall, motherfucker, too slow like low fives. I got you, bitch. Call all care toe and get you out the ditch. I rock red.
Call all care towing to get you out the ditch.
Go in. All y'all know Roots keep it on 10. I
ain't talk what I don't got. The boat rock, homie, on blowing up your spot. I don't stop, sorry you ain't getting the joke. God, it's called motherfucker too slow like low fives. I got you, bitch. Call all care toe and get you out the ditch. I rock Red Wings daily for my pop to piss. Put all hop out in gators and a proper stitch. That's rock and roll.
You should be careful. This kind of rapping will get you choked out at a wedding.
Dream about April when the flowers grow. If you jump in the ring, round and round we go. I'll be rolling 220 pounds of dope. April, you so young in tune. Every dude is dumb buffoon. You ever look at another chick and think to yourself, what the fuck you doing?
Roots, are you black or are you just doing Ebonic voice? That's what I got to know. Is Roots black? Because if Roots is actually black, you know, it's hard to tell, you know, if they're just doing a prof impression.
Watching the snow on one of them nights where to come down slow. So quiet and cold.
No, it sounds to me like a white guy doing black. Somebody said it sounds black, but I think it just sounds black. Because when I hear it, I hear a white guy doing black. Especially on the chorus, because he's pronouncing his words too well to be black.
Let him not swear to come down slow. So quiet.
Come down slow.
And cold, and it's so white that it glows. Got me wishing for spring so that life can't grow. I'm dreaming of April, watching the snow. On one of them nights where to come down slow. So quiet and cold, and it's so white that it glows. Got me wishing for spring so that life can't grow. I'm dreaming of April. I'm dreaming of April.
See, sounds like a white guy to me doing the black. I like the beat. They're saying he made the beat. You gotta give him props. But yeah, I think everyone is just fucking with Aaron. Like, it's bad. It's rough. It's rough. You guys are gonna hate me. I do have to go. I have a meeting today, but I promised everybody two shows today, just like Tuesday. I have a meeting. I hope. Once this meeting's done, that this afternoon, that'll mean tickets are going to go on sale for Hackamania. And the website will be live and everything, hackamania.com. Again, I don't have any announcements right now, but I'm hoping after this conversation. You wouldn't believe, like, they want money, but they don't know how to give it to them. In between the Nevada Department of Taxation and the Gaming Board, they know what I have to do, kind of. They know I need to charge you extra money to hand over to them for the event. But nobody knows quite sure how to pay them. Nobody knows quite sure what steps I have to jump through to pay them. So it's actually fucking retarded. And it's upsetting me because it's this will be the fifth phone call with them, which is... It's fucking enraging to be told something different nonstop about all this stuff. 7Dub7, did we do you or did I do? Fuck.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Did I do you? There's a cop at my door. There's actually a cop at my door right now.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton, Melton faces. Have you stacking an L.O. point? It's the low point.